Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fix your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seat slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchanged. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance a put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brain, off the charts and insane. No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bed post, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. K-Y, I'll spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax.
It's a Mega the Man production. Straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group. City.
Hello and welcome to Chocolate City Listening. Today is going to be a crazy ass show. We have Fourth Drop / BMF in the building today. Boogie, DA, and Tug, and some other people are going to be calling in. And I have my normals, Mr. GA, and Princess Nay is running late. As usual, but it's okay. And I see, oh my goodness, damn, everybody popping up at the same fucking time. Let me find out everybody on special air time but me. So I'm going to bring in Mr. GA, then I'm going to bring in Nay, and I'm going to bring in DA. Hopefully he sent me that track because he got some hot shit that's exclusive that we're dropping today. So, Mr. GA, how you doing?
Chalk, what up, boy? How you feeling?
I'm doing good. Princess Nay, how you doing?
I'm good, darling. How are you?
I'm fine. Now, see, I'm kind of stuck because DA doesn't have, he didn't press one to talk, so I don't know if he's just in listening mode because, okay, there we go.
What up, though?
What's
hey.
Up, DA?
Hey,
what
how are y'all?
Your little bad self. Oh, man, it's fine. Why the hell can I remember my password?
Did you get enough fluids released today so we can go ahead and have your undivided attention for the next 2 hours?
I'm for real,
you'll
man.
To, yeah, you'll need to take no, you know, hit that break or get your dicks up break. We good?
Yeah, we good.
Yes,
okay.
We will. Oh, man, it fell.
Man, I'm so mad. They get more play than I do. Like, wow.
Man, I've really been chilling all day. I have looked at the time, like, damn, I forgot the time.
He been chilling in something if he been chilling.
Hell, they fuck more than Mr. G.A., but then again,
no,
I don't
wow,
know what's up with the hand.
Can't nobody do more than a chicken box oh himself. That's just not
yo, wow. Yo, wow.
Well,
what
if he's fucking his hand, does that count?
I mean, I guess so.
Nah, I don't fuck my hand, dirty ass,
you
bro.
Lie.
I don't fuck
you
my hand.
You ain't got a lot, crazy.
Y'all two trifling
Mr.
ass females.
I told you about calling me a dirty ass broad. I'm a dirty ass bitch, all
right? Yeah,
I'm an underhanded,
right.
Sneaky
yes,
bitch.
You are a
remember
sneaky
that.
Bitch. Yeah, you are. You're right.
That's
you're
right.
Right about that. That's for real. Real talk.
That's right. So, let's get it right. I want people to be like, ooh, that's that dirty broad. Nah, that's that dirty bitch.
That dirty, slimy, sneaky ass bitch. Her and
Princess
Nay.
Okay, but you forgot to say with good pussy, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely can't leave that out. Nah, I'm sorry. But I'm sorry. My fault.
He can't
the
validate
wrong word.
That one
you mean,
for me. I'm sorry.
You mean great? You mean great pussy? You mean great pussy, right?
Who?
Yours.
Nah,
ooh,
nigga, my shit is fucking awesome. My shit is that super
oh,
good.
Awesome.
I got that awesome pussy.
So from good to great to awesome. All right, there it is. You just said it. You got it.
And then depending on who I'm fucking, it could be superb.
Oh shit.
Yeah, well, Mr. G A was lucky enough to get it at all because, you know, from what we understood, he had to have a second chance to make a first.
Yeah, right. Fuck you.
So we won't talk about that
mind
anymore.
Who told you that shit? Who told you that?
We're corrupting. We're corrupting DA. We have to.
DA needs no corruption. He is a tainted vessel his own self. He needs no assistance in that matter.
Oh yeah, he is rocking the initials BMF. My bad.
Nasty self. Oh, just a mannish little something.
I ain't even do nothing to you yet.
That's right. Let him know it's coming. It's coming for the ass. For real.
Nay, all
yes,
I can tell you is Labor Day weekend. Woo, what was that song? Hide Your Wife, Hide Your Kids. Nay, you just need to go ahead and put a lock on that because they might be gunning for you. I don't know.
I'll put not me.
They might be
not
gunning for you. I don't know. Man,
not the
they like Darth Vader. And you know, oh, wait a minute, Darth Vader, oh, that was Luke Skywalker daddy. So Darth Vader was the man. He always got what he want, girl. Tell you, DA is like Darth Vader.
And I stay in all black, too?
Oh, shit. I see the second half of Trouble done popped up.
Don't tell me Boogie in the building, too. Oh, my gosh, not both of them at the same time.
Long
hell
show,
no.
At the same time.
Not both of them.
No.
Who first
then?
Me or Boogie?
Oh my gosh.
I like that one, yo. Who
that's
first me or Boogie?
Just a little man or something.
I like that
Nay,
one, yo.
Yes. I'm trying to think. If I was like 20 years younger and I had to pick between who the fuck, would it be DA or Boogie? I
what
think
happened?
I was
going
to,
you're going
to
brother. Hell and jail for even entertaining that thought.
No, I said if I had to, I would have to go with D.A. because Boogie sound like, the way he be ready to beat motherfuckers up, Boogie sound like he was straight Billy Blank some pussy. You know how
it's
Billy Blank be
bitch
doing that
fucking
thing?
Choke a bitch and fuck your brains out. That's right.
Sucker stroke D.A.
Huh?
You said I'm a sucker stroke this shit?
No. No, you won't beat it as bad.
Oh,
I mean, it's like, see, Boogie got so much shit.
Hey, yo, she's trying to be real slick. Yo, she's trying to be slick talking, yo. She's trying to say, you'll make love to my man to beat it up. Yo, talk,
right.
Fuck that bullshit. We need to hear that shit.
Mr. T.A.,
you're
trying to be slick talking.
You just shut the hell up. You don't have no say-so in none of this here.
Slake talking ass. Slake ass females on the phone. How crazy that shit.
Well,
you know what?
What had happened
to say
was.
Take that. That's all you can do.
Shut up.
Yes. Man, you know what? They going to make me go ahead and put them on Team Paymasters. That's what's going to happen.
Man, I'm a.
Oh, wait a minute.
I am not a
payer.
We're already on Team Paymasters and Team
No, wait a minute. DA is not a payer. He's a player. Now, Boogie, have you ever paid for pussy?
Man, I paid for pussy when I started when I was 14, nigga, come when I was like 10. I ain't no player.
14, damn.
Don't play with you.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I ain't like, like a girl be like, oh, like, no, oh, no, like prostitute shit. I mean, like, on some, I take a bitch out, you know, go to the mall, go out to eat, and I'm sick. On some shit like that. I ain't never just like, oh, I'll give you head for $100. Hell no, fuck that shit. Like, on some bar clothes, you can take out to eat shit.
Okay. Now, have you ever went and did all that and the bitch didn't give you nothing that first night?
No, oh, because there's going to be some problems then. Fuck the hell.
Bingo.
Fuck.
Be some problems.
So what's wrong with putting pussy on layaway?
I don't do that.
Ain't no such thing.
I don't believe in layaway. No. You
Well, I tell you this. Mr. G.A., all he can do is buy him a chicken box. That's all he do. He buy him a chicken box and tell him to put out. Then after the chicken box is on, he get what he want. While they eating that chicken box, they got to get the hell out. That's how it works.
Yeah, that's how it works.
At least he done upgraded. Because when he was a jit, he used to get pussy for lollipops. So he done upgraded.
That's why they call Mr. G.A. Mr. Finger Licking Good.
Shut your ass up, niggas. Y'all brothers foul. Y'all some foul ass.
Matter of fact, I think Breezy is supposed to be coming on the show today to talk to the boys because, you know, they don't fuck with her on Twitter no more.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, right. Oh, shit. That's crazy.
Now, y'all some dirty boys right there.
Y'all, Breezy was one of the prime candidates for the show, dude.
I heard.
What show?
For the contest. For Mr. D.
Oh,
for DA's contest.
What?
Okay.
For the
DA
people to make the, not Mr. GA, for DA's contest. For the ones that's going to be making a video for his song and then win the date with DA.
Hey, DA, she won the date. Take her out, bro.
Tell him, Boogie.
He need to follow up with that. That's not right.
That's right. He foul. He flaking on his obligations.
Exactly. In the words of Big Meat, BML fucks them all. They don't discriminate against no hoes. Big smile.
So, oh, shit.
That's on YouTube. This ain't no shit I'm making up. Like, y'all know I respect the big homie, but this is on YouTube. Like, do I need to go find the video and, like, put it to y'all on fucking Twitter?
You don't need to do that because I already told you off the gate what I was fucking with, man. I told you, man. I had a stimulation. That was the end.
Meek did not give a disclaimer. He didn't say for the young ones or, you know, he just said they fuck them all. Stipulations, he said, might pay your rent, might buy you a car, might pay your
key word is Mike. Yeah. Hey, you tell the GA keyword, Mike. Mike.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm sure plenty benefited, and I'm sure it was a lot of dark night lights. You know what I'm saying? Like, about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, you would see some fluffy hoes coming through, and before the sun came up, they went out, but they all got smashed.
I saw that. Not no fluffy ones, though.
What?
Not the fluffy ones, man. That's DA. He said he was going to do that, and DA going to do that. You know, you just got to let him know. I didn't say that.
Oh, hell no. I didn't say I was going to do that.
Oh, my goodness. So basically what you're saying is that, you know.
You won't poke them just because they got a little excess meat. Are they a little more fluffy than the other ones? Is that what it is?
No, I'm just saying, like, I love skinny women. I love super skinny women. I don't really like thick women like that. I just love skinny women. So that's not my perfect. I don't really mess with
discrimination.
That.
Discrimination.
Like some people like red meat and some people like vegetables. I like vegetables. I don't like red meat. I prefer different things in life. Some people like Hummers. Some people like Lamborghinis. I like Lamborghinis. DA like Hummers, so he got to do his obligations.
Oh, wow.
Would you say wow?
Wow,
that's funny, dude.
How's it funny?
Sound like he's throwing you in the bush. Talk, did you not open the chat room or something?
Yeah, the chat room is open.
Well, hell, I can't get in it.
I don't know why, but the chat room is open. Like, my legs need to be. It's going to be my duty to go out and find me some. It's going to be my duty to find me some. Man, I can't
get
everybody fuck but me. But me. So, you know, I need to find me something. I need to find me a throwback classic. Mr. G.A. and ATL, so that rules him out.
Yeah, well, you know, it didn't work the first time, so don't go around for the second time.
And Boogie and D.A. won't find nobody.
Why are you trying to call my nigga G.A. out?
Hey, yo, man, Amy, she be so foul, yo, on some shit she don't know what she's talking about. She's scared as hell.
Boogie and D.A., I'm going to send y'all the video, man. I'm going to send y'all the video.
Yeah, send me
I'ma
the video, please.
I'm going to send it
please.
To you and show it to you. Let y'all see.
Hey, yo,
y'all gonna
listen,
be like,
they talk about.
Hey, man, my dude
hey,
just
yo.
Out. That's
yo, they talking about
say,
they doing some old editing to the video.
Be like, man, we can't even validate this dude no more. He's straight tapped out. He's a
hey,
disgrace
yo.
To the nation.
Hey, yo, fellas, real talk, she lying. Yo, put it on YouTube right now. There's no
hold
video
on,
of me.
Hey, G.A., who you talk about again?
Yo, they trying to say Chalk. Chalk no better. Chalk, tell them Chalk with a real deal. Tell them that your girl lying. Your girl
I
lying. She's straight lying,
out
yo.
Of Mr. G.A. I smashed the hell out of him.
You a lying
man. I promise.
Yo, she lying, son. I promise the guy, yo. I broke her fucking back like 20 times. Stop lying, nigga.
Whatever. The pussy was
stop
so
lying.
Good, he popped up he popped up on surprise last Wednesday.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. Hey, yo, she lying, Boogie. She lying, yo. I was down there on business, man, for real talk, you know what I'm saying? Doing a photo shoot.
I ain't seen no pictures, and you got my brother to co-sign for you because you probably had that dirty hoe suck your dick in his, so my brother ain't going to turn down no head.
Yo, she foul with it, man. Straight foul.
That's why your ass coming back again, so you going to try it again. So you want to get knocked down in North Carolina instead of me fucking you up in Georgia. I understand.
Yo, she got problems, yo. She got straight problems, man. Straight fucking problems, for real, yo.
Man, I know that ain't
You know it ain't true, right? You know it ain't true.
I know it ain't true.
But I swear, if I was into rocking the cradle, I'd go ahead and put them out their misery. You better shut up.
Like, yo, man, I tell you what,
Chop. Show me.
That's right, yeah, show him. Yo, you a bust
I'm going to jail.
You ain't going to jail? You're a grown man.
Who gonna tell? I ain't gonna tell. That's crazy shit. I ain't gonna tell.
No, Jeezy might tell.
She's stupid. She fat with it, ain't she? She's stupid.
You crazy, Chop.
She got a problem, though. She fuck what she say. Okay, what she say? She crazy.
Right.
Nah, I'm gonna tell y'all this is a real story. Like everybody know my kids is old or whatever, right? And my son had this homeboy. They did like a lot of dirt together or whatever. You know, that was his man. Well, eventually this bitch turned out to be a snitch. But before he became a snitch, when he was a little boy, guess what his grandma used to tell him and everybody around him? That she was like. This boy snitch on Jesus. Now, if your grandma would tell you you would snitch on Jesus, what the hell does that say about you?
You a snitch. Damn. That's some full fast shit.
Yeah, he ended up being a snitch. But he set up so many fucking people that his agreement was he was going to do 36 to 42 months, right? But he had another charge hanging out there that the district attorney didn't pick up, right? So he was supposed to turn himself in, but he figured since he was a snitch that the men, that, you know, the popos was going to love him and the judges and all that shit, right? So he goes to court thinking he's going to do 36 to 42 months, right? That motherfucking judge was like 9 years.
I would have been mad. This guy would have got the whoop in his ass.
Man, I would have been sick. I would have been sick as hell. Like, I set up all these motherfuckers, and I got more time than I was supposed to.
So what's the point? You might as well just do all your time. You still don't have to do jail, because, I mean, the fans ain't going to let you off. So, to me, snitching is pointless. Snitching is pointless. Just do your time. You're going to be in there anyway.
Right.
Just when you do your crime, do your fucking time, and then come on home, get hoes, and get money. And then we won't have no problem. And if you're a rapper and you lucky, you might get signed to CTE and nobody ever know who you are. See, like, I'm the greatest rapper alive. Who are you signed to? CTE? What? When they gonna bring you out, my nigga? Man, I don't know. I've been signed to them 5 years. I'm still waiting.
You're a fool.
Like, I'm just grinding. GZ got us over there grinding right now, you know. We doing these tours.
Didn't I see you on the, beside the stage, like, with a T-shirt on that said security? I thought you was shot. Nah, see, until GZ called me on the stage, I got his back. So, like, when them real BMF niggas run up on them, I'm going to try to handle them as best I can.
That's so cool, man.
Oh, they said a better chance of, man, Mr. G ain't got a better chance of being signed to fucking Bad Boys and coming out with a hot-ass album before anybody signed to CTE come out. What the fuck out of here?
Hell, they do that. I can't even rap, you stupid.
I think you rap is the Magnum SL round that cricket dick, yo.
Yo, he got issues, dog.
Hey, everybody on Bad Boy come out with one hot album. You never hear about them again. So if you sign a Bad Boy, you know you're going to come out with one album.
Yeah, no doubt. You get one good album.
Why your man 211 came on my nigga Blood Raw like that?
Huh?
Why your man 211 came on my nigga Blood Raw like that?
I don't know. I wish I had that song, Blood Raw.
I don't even know what the song is called. But I know it's like a letter to me. I mean, a letter to Jeezy.
Yeah, that shit hot as hell.
That nigga the truth. Niggas just was sleeping on him because he was signing Young G's. That nigga the truth.
And then they want to talk shit because he getting money. And they waiting on their baby mama food stamp card the first of the month. See, that's what's wrong with motherfuckers. Just hating for no fucking reason.
Can't hate on the nigga that you broke bread with. That makes you a lame. That makes you a fake ass nigga. That make your whole crew fake. Because a real leader ain't going to let another nigga diss another nigga that was in his crew. That makes your whole crew weak, man. That's how I don't believe that, man. The world is BMS. Them niggas lying and saying the world is theirs. Real shit.
Well, hell, according to the CTE page, they claim it BMF. So, like, man, like, claiming BMF is not going to get you no more recognition than you already have. It's like the lesser, you know, like, it's no balance. We fuck niggas, but we going to put BMF hashtag to give us a little bit of credibility. Y'all ain't never gonna have no credibility using the BMF name because motherfuckers gonna look at who the hell y'all around and just be like, y'all some motherfucking fakers. Y'all some dick suckers.
Chalk, man, we know who the real BMF is, man.
Exactly.
The real
exactly.
BMF.
No, come.
Exactly.
Hey, Chalk, you heard DA?
What'd he say?
You already know.
What were you talking about? You already know.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, damn, look at the song. Let me go ahead and download this. Ooh, I like the name of that title.
Whose song is it?
Drug Money.
That's my song.
Okay, it's getting ready to download. I should have no technical difficulties today. So, oh, yeah, I got to make a public service announcement. Okay, listen. Fourth Drop Entertainment, these are my dudes. They are really hot right now. So, I'm going to give y'all the list of do's and do nots real quick. Do not call them on the phone or hit them up on Twitter and tell them you got an interview for them when you try to get your name out there. Don't do that. Do not send my boys no whack-ass verses and
say
on the
track. You got to say that again. There's a lot of niggas doing that. You got to say that.
Do not send them no fuck-ass tracks and no mediocre lyrics asking them to hop on it and save y'all. They're not in the industry to save a hoe. They're in the industry to put out good-ass music. So if you know your shit is whack and you trying to make a come up, this is not the click to do
beats?
With it.
What about whack beats? You better throw that out there, too.
Man, listen, do not send whack-ass beats, because I'm telling you, the next time they get some whack tracks or whack beats, they going to send it to me. I'm going to tweet tracks it, and I'm going to attach it to your Twitter name, and I'm going to blast that shit for a whole week, four times a day, to let motherfuckers know what kind of shit you putting out.
What about Big Fat Ruby, Britney Panty, Nasty Ho? What about them sending them butt-naked pictures to their Twitter? What about that?
Oh, my God. Okay, females, if you ain't got no nice shape and you ain't got no shade pussy and you ain't got no pretty feet, do not send these motherfuckers pictures. Because if y'all send them some jacked up pictures, I promise you, I'm going to twit pick it. And if you sent them your phone number, it's going to be on there. And it's going to be under Team We Fuck Anything.
You missed one. You got to tell these niggas and stop putting hashtag BMF if you're not a real thoroughbred. Nobody can vouch for you, BMF nigga.
Yo,
I've seen a lot of niggas put hashtag.
Credentials
world.
And you don't have a resume. Stop hashtagging BMF, Twitch Gay, and Fourth Drop Entertainment. Because frauds will be dealt with, for real.
Because we don't even know you, niggas. I mean, thank you for the support and you keeping the movement alive, but nigga, we don't know you.
And if we don't know you, we can't show no love. All we can do is diss you. That's all we know.
That's real.
That's all we know.
Niggas ride the dick. Yo, I'm down. Get the fuck out of here.
And then if y'all go suck motherfuckers' dicks, please make sure you swallow everything.
Oh, shit. Crazy.
Like, that shit is fucking crazy.
Hey,
like,
you can't be going hard like
you.
That. Blue told us, don't be going hard on our fans, and we ain't going to have no fans, so we can't even be going hard on people like that. If y'all want to listen to whack ass music, send it to me. I might listen to it.
He said, send it to me. I might listen to it.
Man, fuck that. I ain't got time to listen to no whack ass shit. I want fire, cuz. I ain't going to fuck with
you. I mean, you know, some people think you're
shit,
fire.
I'm feel like this. Get in the industry, so you got to make that fire. Fuck all that whack shit. You want to fuck with that whack shit? It's a crew for that, and you know who I'm talking about, man. We ain't got time for that, man. BMF world.
And because your mama and your grandma said your music is hot, does not mean it's hot for you to send it to people. Your mama and grandma are supposed to support you. You know what I'm saying? And if your uncle that be on the corner smoking crack all day is like, yo, I'm your manager, that's your heart. He fucking lying. He high. No, listen to him.
Oh, shit.
Don't believe the hype. They will pay
to
lie to you because you probably supplied him with the crack. So we just going to leave it at that. Y'all done heard the do's and the don'ts. Y'all been warned. I promise you. Send some shit if you want to. That's going to be all over because anybody that know me know my reach on Twitter is crazy. I'm going to hurt your feelings.
Hey, listen, let me tell you some shit I seen last night on YouTube. So it was these two niggas hustling for CDs. They sold like 100,000 copies, but their songs were weak as hell. So it was another video. They was like, anytime you buy a CD, you get a free bag of weed. That's a gift for the century. These niggas sold 100,000 copies off that. You get a free bag of weed.
They came off, yo. That's called marketing, yo. That's called straight marketing.
Wow.
Hey, you giving out shit like that, a nigga cannot say you not the streets.
Wow.
That's shit, though.
That's a real shit, yo, right there.
Wow. I ain't even mad at them.
Free day.
Damn.
That's the hustle right there.
Damn. I hope there was some good weed for them motherfuckers to keep coming back and getting my damn album.
I said, fuck it. We going hard. Hey, yo, they done stole somebody's shit. They done stole somebody's shit, yo, and start pushing it. They stole a nigga's package, yo. Fuck it. We don't have to sell it. We can give it away. Fuck it. With our CDs. Ain't that some shit? Nigga's funny, yo. Nigga's
talk
funny.
About hitting a lick and coming up on so many
for
different
real.
Ways.
Ain't no lie about that one. Damn.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Damn, only on YouTube. Only in America could you do some fuck shit like that.
No, I mean, damn. The bag wasn't even big enough to... You could probably make some little... What's that shit Wiz be smoking out of? That girly shit. That white shit.
The white
shit? That white shit up with it. It ain't big enough to... The bag wasn't big enough to make a blunt.
Damn.
What's that shit that little... White ass rap.
They making joints.
Yeah, joints. That's not being attacked, picking up for some joints.
Fucking joints.
What's your name?
She in
Prince's
church.
Name.
She in church.
She better not be in church. Because
I in church
need,
No, she in church.
Nah, she can't be in church. Oh,
the only girl I know is holy on Sunday and Monday. Get the fuck out of here. Where did you do that at?
Prince's name.
Yeah.
Okay, you on your laptop, right?
Yes.
Can you go back into my email and download drug money and upload it? Because Blog Talk is not letting me do it. I don't know what the fuck is wrong.
You need to send it to me because I don't have.
Oh, damn, that's right. I did that. Yeah. Man, I tell you, I don't know what the hell has happened to my fucking system. But since last night, this shit ain't been acting right. I'm about to tell Blog Talk about themselves.
Yeah, cut some motherfuckers out.
But in the meanwhile, while we waiting for it to pop off, what song do y'all want to hear off of the mixtape?
Number 8.
Can you hear me? Yeah, shut your ass up.
Come on.
I don't even know what number 8 is. Number 8.
I know. There you go. Number 8. There it is. Number 8.
Hold on, let me see. I gotta find it. Damn.
Hold on.
Oh, okay. This is Rocket. Dear Jeezy, dear me.
Fuck, I'ma call this, man. Call this no longer sign a young. Nah, I ain't calling it that.
Soap pound.
Call this shit being motherfucking it. Nah. Nah, big me. Okay. Dear me. Like that. Listen to my song.
My motherfucking DJ Junior, nigga. Turn it up.
They wanna know if I'm from BMF. Yes, I keep it real in the booth. No longer sign of Jeezy, homie. I'm just speaking the truth. My nigga Meech, you ever met him? Sweat him. Didn't wanna bet him. I did some things with cuz and never will forget him. Been around the world, yes, on some traveling shit. Some new coupes with suede roofs up on some lavish shit. We gave Gucci to a Gucci, gave Louis to a groupie. Money was nothing. It was like spending it on the movie. We blew so much money, had to watch out for the auditors, and feds, what? We call them photographers. Take my picture now, take my picture then, take my picture here, take it there. Damn, these motherfuckers everywhere. But they wasn't stopping shit though. Still kept the kitchen cooking, popping like it's Crisco. From Wayne Wayne to Baby J. J Bo, what's up, Knuckle? BMF, motherfucker. Nah, I ain't stutter, sucker. Now people asking me what's up with Meech and Jeezy. When people gone, relationships get kinda greasy. He only sent them 500 cents in jail. What? Nigga pops used to spend that on his nails. I hope it ain't true, cause that shit is kinda cold. And I would've asked dude, but they sent him to the hole. Well, I guess it's time feeling on the low. No. I guess it's time for feeling in my soul. But Young Jeezy's still my homie, though we had a couple clashes. Made a couple ashes, didn't throw the passes. He used to tell me that I'm just like him, but I'm more like Slick. He sat me down like Vic, like I was one of his picks. Whew, that's some deep shit. Yeah, I guess it's deeper than rap. I'm in the homies helping homies, man. What's deeper than that? I just stick to the facts. Damn, man, I'm sick of this rap. You already know what it is, the boy Young Rocket. Free Slick full of free meat. Free all the homies. What's up, Young? What's up, King? Still my niggas, man. Keep away 1,000. You already know, it's real nigga business.
Wow.
That's a real track. That shit's hot.
Yeah, that's some serious shit right there.
That is. I like that shit. That shit's hot. And number four be killing it, yo. Number four is hot. It's killing it. I mean, the whole mixtape is crazy hot, yo, for real. Know what I mean? But number four is definitely a hot joint.
Number four. How you know? Like, you be in your damn pinto.
Yo, that's some bullshit, yo. My pinto, my cassette player. You funny as a fuck, yo.
Don't front. Like, you got old drop top. No, the hell you don't. The hats drop. Don't count when it's up. It sure don't.
Drop top chicken pop.
Exactly. Now, I'm playing number four, but I got to play my favorite one. Like, this be like, this one goes so fucking hard. It be making you be in the shower. Be making you want to booty clap. This is the one I'm going to get them to push in the fucking strip clubs, because everybody in the fucking strip club can relate to this fucking song in one shape, form, or fashion. I don't know why, but they can. And we lost D.A. He probably had to go play with himself real quick. But here goes my favorite one.
And she dirty. See how she get down? Dirty ass.
This is a banger.
DJ Junior, my DJ, nigga.
Fuck that trap shit. Trap shit. Do that shit on Mary Jane.
Zopound, BSM, nigga, all day.
Still got them bad packed inside a minivan. Brick fair in a cab, I don't give a damn. Sold 25 bowls as of last week. I like to stack my money up like ground beef. Over the stove with the whipping, man, I'm like a kid. Had that bitch back flipping like a white jet. So Weezy told me go hard, go raw. I'm from 7 Mile, you know that I'ma go raw. Give a damn about a bitch, I don't act soft. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. How we make sales, we don't need guns. We already got your kids and your loved ones. Blowing on that orange kush, call that bitch Kathy. Usually riding in a caddy, smoking granddaddy. Acapella for a minute, I can give it to you. Got 100 birds coming, I can send it to you. We the niggas that really get the work off. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. Got a whole lot of pills, whole lot of pills. You ain't had a trap, nigga, this is how it is. We the niggas that really get the work off. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. Got a whole lot of pills, whole lot of pills. You ain't had a trap, nigga, this is how it is.
Backwoods got a nigga leaning sideways. 38 when I'm riding on the highways. Brick stacks and trailer trucks, I don't fuck with it. In 09, I thought I was gonna do it big. Anything you could imagine, the square was white. Front of by the OGs, had a cane white. Nah, 2011, now this ain't a dream. Jumped off the front porch with two things. A boa cushion, a 38. Six bullets for any nigga who ain't got their mind straight. I bring issues, ambulance and white sheets. Chalk out and family crying and praying priests. OTs overseas blowing OGs. OTs got me iced up from being me. Counting cheese for 4 weeks from this old gang. And I'm cooking up a classic with this white gang.
We the niggas that really get the work off. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. Got a whole lot of pills, whole lot of pills. You ain't had a trap, nigga, this is how it is. We the niggas that really get the work off. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. Got a whole lot of pills, whole lot of pills. You ain't had a trap, nigga, this is how it is.
Man, we the niggas that really get that work off. I'm talking about 08, nigga, take them back to Bonanza. Talk about moving 4 to 5 units a day. No, I'm taking them back to 09, nigga. I'm talking about BEs, nigga. Breaking the entrance, y'all know what that means. O's, nigga, quarters. I even had a dime on that. No, I'm taking back to 011. I'm talking about 4, 5, 6. Nigga, copping them, nigga, breaking them down, splitting them. Passing them out in school, I'm doing this shit. Nigga, I just got phone calls, nigga. Niggas know I'm really out here getting it, man. Free Big Meek, free J-Bo, free Blue Da Vinci, he'll be home soon. Man, free Uwe, dog, free the mob, nigga. We still out here. BMF alive.
Wow. That's my shit right there. And I see D.A. decided to do this, but his hands are so soft right now.
So I feel myself hot.
Oh, my goodness. Huh?
That ain't real. That's not real, Chuck.
Why?
I don't do that.
You've never jacked your dick ever in life.
No, that's a sin.
You'll go blind doing that.
Oh, you can my
go to
God,
hell doing that.
Yeah, no, whatever. You can even go to hell.
Yes, a sin.
No,
sin.
What the sin is, God told that man to go inside of that woman, and he decided to pull out and come on the ground. That's what the sin was. That's why he died, for being disobedient and not nutting in the hoe.
She's a nasty hoe. She's a nasty hoe for real.
But no,
God, nasty,
it was in the Old Testament. He told him to go into her, and you know, you're supposed to be fruitful and multiply. So mothers, sisters, cousins, aunties, it wasn't incest back then. It was everybody needed to have babies. He told them not to pull out.
I like my women.
Some motherfuckers do that now.
What? Pull out when he wants to.
What's the inbreeders walking around? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm gonna show y'all what an inbreeder look like. Wait till we get off the show.
I'm alright.
For real, right?
Okay. A perfect example of an inbreeder is Jay Jenkins.
Who the fuck is that?
Oh.
That's Jesus.
Oh. Shit,
jeez. Damn.
Oh,
damn,
man, she went way out there. Damn, yo.
Oh, I heard that name. Was like, damn, taking that yourself. Bill, here's him.
Who that? Who the fuck you talking about? Oh, shit.
Damn.
Yeah. Boogie said, what the fuck was that?
I know who that nigga was, man. Then I had to think, like, oh, yeah, Peter.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, what the hell, people be tripping on. You know, I'm just here to have fun and do what I do. And you know what? Here's a good song right here. This is the original right here.
It should be
fine. If y'all listen to that, huh?
It should be uploaded.
Okay, I'm going to play this one by the boys. So when y'all hear that other all white everything, that shit is a counterfeit song. This is the original shit right here.
Yeah, it's J-Rail on the track, man. It's another hit.
J Junior.
My man V Boogie.
Hey, bro.
My man D. D.A.
Yeah,
J-Rail. That fourth quarter shit, man. All white everything, man. Stop playing, man. Y'all better get right, boy. We dropping hits out here, man. You already know.
Get your face ready. We going all the way in. This is a banger.
Everything white is what a nigga seen. For summer, for pop, drop, white. Games that he gave to the white. Never splitting on anything. For drop, money wrong. I put that on anything. Drop, flip, pop, white. For black, Mr. Clean. Everything white. Never splitting on anything. Why drop money, bro? I put that.
to the white squares. White Louis Loafer drop top on the white wheels. Counter table book, all white like Reese can. Sosa Manolo, niggas copping like a solo. And don't be flexing for these hoes, nigga, get a bankroll. Rack them up and sack them and hide it just like a bankroll. Everything's whiter than snow, just ask my capo. Half nine hoes and six, ain't even cook bowls. White gold platinum Bacardi, white T-top, inside caramel brown, shoes Reebok, four drop, everything white is what a nigga seen. Four summer, four pot, drop white, anything, gauge to the white, never splitting on anything. Four drop, money wrong, I put that on anything. Drop, flip, flop, white, four light, Mr. Clean, everything white. Four quarter, four everything, gauge to the white, and I put that on. Got a wedding ring, just fuck my poor bitch, poor brick and four weeks. Rims white, teeth white, tail white, they do that ass. Plus a ball coming in, then I'm up in Somerset.
Call me Mr. Major, magic with the work, make it disappear. All my diamonds on my hammer white, been the plug for years. Ride around in something drafted white, call it Britney Spears. In the place where everybody know my name, cheers. 7 mile, I'm the motherfucking prince, cheer. Got a white house with a white couch, but I only sell that white house. Got a whole burger, try to cop a wing, and I put that shit on everything. My white Louis, my white bag, my white shirt, my white flag.
Four drop, everything white is what a nigga seen. Four summer, four pop, drop white, anything. Gauge to the white, never splitting on anything. Four drop, money wrong, I put that on anything. Drop, flip, flop, white, four light, Mr. Clean, everything white. For the fourth day, day, gay to the white, and I put that on anything, anything and everything, for the drop white.
Wow, I put that on everything. I put that on anything. And you guys do not have to thank me for the tweet that I just put out for the, you know, y'all are accepting application to pay some bills and she must be a bad bitch to swallow. Y'all don't have to thank me for that.
I seen the tweet. I was about to holler at you about that. I ain't no paymaster.
But bitches don't know that. So watch how many motherfucker thirsty bitches that's bad that swallow hit you up. There's a message to the madness.
Man, listen.
You gotta,
even if they don't swallow, they come to me not swallowers or not suckers. And what do they leave? They leave suckers and swallowers. They let you put it on their face and everything after they leave me. I train them.
You train them.
Yeah, I train them.
You know what?
And they, I ain't trying to say they
dog. You know what's great happen. You know what's great happen, right?
I train them.
Boogie, I mean, this DA, right?
It is DA.
You're going to have to give us a reference because you're talking too much.
A reference?
Yeah, you're going to have to call a hoe on three-way and she's going to have to tell us that you was good.
I'll do that for you in private time. And you can spread the message to everybody else. I do that in private time. I don't want to put nobody out on over the air, and then when I have them come through, I can't get nothing. Cause of you.
That's a good one. Cause of you.
Oh, my goodness.
Good answer, yo.
He
good answer.
To the Jack Migraine. He done fell into the MIG category. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. You know, one day I'm gonna give y'all a reference one day.
Give them a reference next show.
Up. Huh?
I mean, you gonna give them a reference next show?
But I already gave a live reference when I fucked live on air. That's as good as it got.
That one your best performance step line, child.
That
wasn't your best performance.
Don't care about what happened back in the day.
No, it wasn't
out.
My best performance. Look
that
what
wasn't
he was
a good
giving
performance.
Me.
Yeah, to me, that was whack as fuck, yo, for real.
Man,
I
actually thought he was going to be good because he was from Jersey. But damn, I'm sitting there clowning. Man, I clowned him the whole time, didn't I?
Yeah, that shit was crazy. She was there rapping and shit while she getting fucked. That's some fucking dick. That's some bullshit. That was not your best performance, kid.
I just said Mrs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know her best performance.
Oh, man, do I ever, yo. That motherfucker, fool, she trifling, kid, with it. She trifling with it, man. She's a nasty, yo, I say out of respect to females, she's a nasty bitch, yo. She is trifling with it, yo. I'm telling you, she got it going on, for real. She can back her shit up, yo, for real. I ain't gonna lie to you. She a bad motherfucker. She a bad little motherfucker, and she nasty, too, with it. Freaky
me and Chica, thank you very much.
Yeah, Chica, be ready. She be on point. Yeah. She be on fire.
You know, I think I'm going to go back to Freaky Fridays on BBM and post up a coochie pic like I used to.
That's
and then
right.
Have everybody else put a freaky picture up for an hour or so.
Oh, yo. Oh, my fault. Boogie and D.A. Chuck got a new show coming up, too. Yo, she's going to be on TV cooking in her drawers, right, Chuck?
And lingerie, they know. I'm going to be cooking some of Boogie's recipes. Because, you know, Boogie can cook.
That's what's up, then. She's going to be butt-ass, half-naked, making your recipes, yo, on TV. She's going live with it, man. She's going to be, that's going to be some, she's been putting all kind of shit in the food and adding extra spices and shit in my ass. I already know this motherfucker, yo. She's going to try to give a different twist to it.
Nah, actually, I'm going to keep a bottle of liquor, but I don't know how that's going to work on TV. You know, it might, you know, I have to, like, bling it out or just podium something to drink before we start filming, and we sip, and I interview, and, you know, I have a little sexy lingerie, and they will eat my food. You know what I'm saying? Or play a video with you.
Spit that shit out.
Man, I will slap the fuck out of them. I sure as hell will.
You can't be mad
at
you, can't cook.
You? I can cook. I don't know what the hell you talk about. I can cook. Yes, I would call the last person that I cooked for, but that wouldn't be a good look.
Yo, she a liar. Look, man, I landed right in Greensboro, right? I'm like, yo, Chuck, I'm in town. Yo, can I get a meal? Talking about I ain't cooked today. I'm like, hold on. Every day we on the phone talking, I made this big-ass dinner for my family on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, right? Get in her town. She ain't made nothing, no oatmeal, no fucking nothing, yo. She be lying, yo. She can't fucking cook, yo.
That's because, Mr. D, you like the little boy that cried wolf. You always tell a motherfucker you coming and you don't come. So when you do come, don't nobody believe you.
Yo, only she a lie. I never thought I was coming there.
My brother came to the airport and was like, yeah, he here. I'm picking him up. That's the only way I believe, man, please.
Yo, I never thought I'd come to your town and then come. You lying ass.
Mr. Zia, you lie like a carpet. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. You make up shit.
Yes, you did. But I'm not going to call the last person that I cooked for because he punked up on the second apartment. That's the one that was biting his fingers and was grabbing the pillow. I was like, stop, no.
Oh, no, man. Don't nobody do that shit, man. That's a lie, yo. Yo, call the phone. Matter of fact, fuck that. Call you on the phone
so
right
bad.
Now. That's a lie. Ain't no man do that,
that
kind of shit, yo.
That shit turned me off so bad. I don't have his number anymore. He's on my BBM.
Yo, find his number,
like,
yo.
I
we got to call this cat.
I
think you're lying, yo.
Call that nigga.
Yeah, hit him on Twitter. Hit him on Facebook right now.
Hold on.
Hey, Chuck, you can't be coming at the nigga like that. That's some fucked up shit, man.
No,
I'll tell you how she do it,
I
man.
I promise y'all, that shit really happened because I told Mr. GA and everybody about it on a Friday show. That shit was crazy.
And I called you
I
a liar,
crying.
Remember?
Mr. GA, it was one of Junior Homeboys. I was like, yo, your man lame as hell. He thought, what you talking about?
Stupid, yo.
Man, that shit was crazy because I'm rotten. And I'm like, okay, he about to come, but so am I. So I can hold mine. So he coming, and I'm about to fuck the hell out of him. He's like, no. He's biting his finger and grabbing the pillow. And then he going to grab my waist. Are you fucking serious? Like, nah. Uh-uh. About you can cook. I want to see you. Who fucking spells want to see you? WONT. I thought it was WANT. Let me find that I fucked him so he can't spell no more. Like, what the hell?
Oh, shit.
Man,
he's
probably
naming
like
out the shit that you did. I'm convinced that you naming out the stuff that
me?
You did. Nah.
Nah. There you go. Nah. Nah, I ain't do that. Nah.
I'm convinced.
Nah, I don't do shit like that. Nah. Mm-mm. He sounds like he's a perfect candidate for CTE. So, you know what? I'm going to put him down. Like, yo, you can't spell, you can't fuck, and you ain't got to rap. I'm going to put you down with the perfect opportunity. All you got to do, you got a restaurant, so you got bread, and you got jewelry. So, shit, all you got to do is break bread with the fam, and you good. You know what I'm saying? Get you a little CTE t-shirt, and you straight.
Uh-oh, I know who.
That joke flew over my head, man. Y'all gotta put that down to me.
Wait a minute. Dre No Salute. Ain't Dre on Work Off?
Yeah.
Why the? Oh, you know what? He just pissed me off. Cause wasn't he talking on it or singing it? That motherfucker own it, right?
Yeah, he talking on it.
Oh, my goodness. He about to make me mad. Y'all, wait a minute. He said, I'm not even on that song. I'm on the Big Gov song, Real Ones.
He talking on the song. I'm about to invite him.
You're talking on it, so you own it.
Go to that the drug money.
Yes.
We have to take an intermission, you guys.
Yes, he's about to make me hurt his feelings. Hold on. All right, drug money coming right up.
And then it come in my boat. I don't ride a pickup shit, I'd rather it float. Man, my shit so pure, it makes me see ghosts. It got sparks in it, water like it's straight from the coast. Blood money ain't shit if you blowing it fast. And 9 times out of 10, I ain't fronting the half. Lil Daddy DEA, you can call me what you feel. I ain't picking up a phone, I'll get you 38. I got 100 birds coming and some niggas and feds. I gotta duck and get away, some trouble ahead. I got drug money coming.
What?
I got drug money coming.
Time I managed an artist, so they was cool, my artist. So the club was shutting down, and they kept it up for them, right, for the whole squad. your whole squad, right? So then, so I'm in there with my man. Dude was like, yo, cuz, who are you? You got to go. Out of nowhere, you're like, yo, cuz, you got to go, man. We don't know you, yo, you got to go. I couldn't believe that shit, dog. It was funny as shit. And my man was like, yo, this is my man. He's like, okay, all right, you good, you can stay here. But just to keep it real, them cats, if you ain't a part of niggas, yo, for real, they don't fuck with you like that, yo. They put your ass on the spot, yo, for real. I'm serious, man. That was some funny shit to me, yo. Dude was like, yo, cuz, yo, what's up? Who you? You got to go. That was some funny shit to me, yo. I couldn't believe it. But that's real, though. You know what I mean? Yeah, let's keep it real.
See, that's that black power right there. Not everybody can have that.
The club was closed, yo. Dude was like, yo, it's something for y'all cats. I was like, God damn. Yo, I said, look, I said money was going around that mother. I say money was in that part, yo. I say money, bottles, and bitches, yo. That's all it was, yo. It was like a fucking, I don't know, a fucking parade, yo. It was crazy up in there, yo. But it was just for BMF, yo. And them cats just showed out, yo. I can go to Atlanta, right, and to a club right now, and name 25 girls and like, yo, BMF, yo. Them niggas keep it real, strippers, yo. They always show love, you know what I mean? And I mean now, and now no fuck shit. You know what I'm saying? Now no, we trying to buy some pussy. Just show showing love.
ATL the strippers don't show me no love at all.
Nah.
We went down to ATL. We went to the strip club, Calico. My homeboy Kadafi, and 32. Man, we in the strip club. Me and Boogie, we had our cousin with us. We didn't, you know, we not from ATL, so
right.
We parked in the wrong lot. We go in to holler at one of our dudes because you know we kind of under eight. So we go in to holler at the dude, my dude, and then we couldn't find him, so we come straight out. We come back, the Lexus got a boot on it. So then we go back in the club, and we finally get the boot off. Then my dude, he come out with all of the strippers. He makes basically all of the strippers come out of the club and come into the lobby. So it's like, kind of like tight in there. And then we like, hey, let me holler at you over here. We got a boot on the Lexus. This nigga tells all of the strippers, and all of the strippers just start laughing. Ha, ha, you got a boot on the Lexus? The strippers don't show us no love.
Oh, shit. That's crazy, right? That is crazy.
Yeah,
I'm still tripping that Atlanta got boots. Like, when did they, like, do that? That's wow.
Oh, yeah, they get you in a heartbeat, yo. Right on that side of town, too, they get you real fast. They waiting for, they hungry. They hungry as hell, yo.
Wow.
Man, I hate that
So, Boogie and DA, tell everybody what the hell y'all got up y'all sleeves. Because, I mean, everybody know y'all coming out. Y'all going to do something.
Drop it. Come August or October, we're going to drop that Trap Classic. A whole lot of trap music. Now, this, the first mixtape, you know what I'm saying, we featured mostly the mob on there. This, the next mixtape, all me and Boogie, hitting y'all with that real street music. Not that niggas saying they got street music on them, on that fuck-ass pop beats and shit. We doing real street music, talking about what really go on in the street. We might have a few features on there and do a couple songs for the ladies. But we keeping it way hood.
So, like, okay. Tell everybody how y'all got into the game. You know what I mean?
Well, man. All right, I'm going to handle that, man. Well, shit, I don't rap like that. That nigga DA be spitting, nigga. He used to, back in the day, it was, I think, ninth grade. We had a little rap group back in ninth grade and shit, high school. Me, DA, shit, we had a group called Young Gans. And shit, we was, like, basically the hottest group in our little high school we went to. And shit, then we was beefing with these one niggas, like on some real beef and shit, nigga. Basically, everybody in the group was Crips. Some fake ass wanted to be blood. That's when Lil Wayne first trying to say he was a blood. So everybody wanted to act like they was bloods. So we in the school, we walking around that bitch because we had pool, nigga. We ain't never go to class. I mean, we in the hallway just fucking with the hoes. So we had put out a song. I don't even know what the song is. We put out a song. The hoes loving it. Then some niggas come up like, oh, y'all niggas think y'all tough. We like, nigga, we just putting our music, but if you want this shit, you can get it. So we go in the studio. We write a quick little fucking song about the niggas. The school went crazy. Then the niggas come back the next day on some hot shit. So that nigga DA pulled a 40 on the nigga. Like, what up then, cuz? What up, cuz? The nigga wasn't talking about nothing. So the next day,
We fucking broke up with the group Young Gang because they started being on some hating shit. Like, y'all niggas, y'all getting money and looking out for y'allself, and y'all doing your own rap shit, but y'all niggas ain't looking out for us. But the only fucked up part is you can't look out for no nigga who only thing he want to do is basically eat off your money, who ain't really putting into the group, who ain't putting into the studio time, who just basically want to smoke weed all day and just get us in trouble, basically get into their own battles, and we got to fight for another nigga. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with it, but at the same time, nigga, in this world, you got to put in something to get out of something. So then me and David just broke up with them niggas. Actually, David smashed one of the niggas we was fighting. You know, broke up with them niggas, and he started rapping. I went to Las Vegas, got him in a little bit of drug trouble and shit like that. Then I came back, got into some more little trouble.
No, you went to ATL after Vegas, and then you got some more drug trouble down there.
And I got some more trouble. Then I came back and got kicked out of school and got some more trouble. Shit. Then I'm like, fuck it, let's do the song shit. Then we made that first hit. We made that all white everything, like real shit, before Jeezy even came out with that shit. Like, this was back in, what? Like, 09 came out with that shit.
Yeah.
Then we like, yeah, fuck it, we about to make it. Our first mixtape was about to be called
Deeper Than Rap.
It was supposed to be Fourth Drop. The World Is Fourth Drop, I think. The World Is Fourth,
yeah,
some shit like that. Then we said, fuck it, let's get back to the street shit. We said, fuck rap. And we left that shit for like a year. I was on some street shit. Then we got back in the studio, recorded a couple more songs. Then we wasn't feeling that shit. Then we got back to some street shit. Then we was like, fuck it, man, let's do some music shit and show these niggas we really out here.
And then we hollered at Meech, Tito, basically everybody in the mob that was on lock, told them what we was going to do. And they was like, yeah, we fucking with it. We fucking with it. We love y'all. And then, you know what I'm saying, hollered at everybody in the mob, told them to submit us a song. And then, you know what I'm saying, after that, the rest was history. The world is BMF.
Wow. So, like, after y'all put out that mixtape, how did it make y'all feel with all the love that y'all are getting from it?
It made us feel like, you know what I'm saying, the second one got to go hard enough. It got to go hard enough. Like, even if we wanted to put out some fuck shit, we couldn't even do that. Because then niggas going to be looking at us like, why you ain't go hard on the second one? Because the first one, we started out with a bang, so we got to finish. Everything after that got to be way harder and on an even bigger and better level. Like me, Chalk, you already know. Every time you tell me the numbers about the mixtape, I'm like, nah, I want more. Like, I'm not settling for less or none of that. And it's like, a lot of niggas hating off that shit. Like, really? Niggas love the mixtape. They love it, but they hating. Because they mad about what their project's not doing or that they not moving. Or they want to move, but they mad because they can't move. And it's saying like we just did this shit overnight. When really, it was, for me, not Boogie, but for me, it was a lot of hard work and dedication. Like, I got mixtapes and albums already wrote, probably like 6 or 7 or 8 of them. I just got to go record them. I've been grinding for a while, and niggas don't really see that. They just see, oh, one day my name was DA, just regular DA on Twitter. Then the next day, my name was BMF. I always been BMF. I've been BMF since I was 13, 12, hanging with Meech's daughter. She was 19. So you know I had to have stripes. If you 13 hanging with a 19-year-old, hopping in Corvettes, Range Rovers, and all that, like, it's been just a growing process, and I always wanted to do music, and I always wanted to do something big and better with my life. And I'm a church person. I go to church. I'm in them streets. But I go to church. So ever since I was little, me and Boogie would get prophets. Prophets would tell us and tell our, you know what I'm saying, our moms and whatever, they going to do something to music. So failure is not an option, you know what I'm saying? Because we already know something great is going to come out of it.
Hey, Chuck, we don't get it with this music shit, man. We going to get it with this music shit. Fuck it.
Like, we already know that something great going to come out of it. We just got to put the time and the work in. Like, me, I don't sleep. I'm on Twitter all day long. You might not see me updating, but best believe it's something going on in that DM that's pushing me further to my dreams. This is a lot of grinding. And, like, I didn't even know niggas be telling me from crazy areas, like, yeah, we listen to the mixtape over here, the mixtape going crazy over here. I'm looking at the numbers like, how the mixtape going crazy when...
It's going crazy because we got a fucking real-ass dog-ass fucking...
We at 12,000. But I didn't know that these niggas, the niggas that I'm fucking with, they is putting the mixtape everywhere. And that's crazy.
There's a lot of niggas that's fucking pushing and shit. Like, Chalk, I feel like everybody we fucking with, like, Chalk is like that, you ain't a nigga, but you that nigga. Like, 1,000. You like 1,000, like, times, like, a million.
Oh, she's
helping
you.
Us grind and everything, man. Cause you know, talk to me, I just say fuck this rap shit. We can get in this street shit, you know, in a minute.
Yeah, you do.
And you be keeping us aboard and shit, keep us floating and shit, you know. And all the fam fucking with us like tough, like super tough, man.
Yeah, I can't believe how much love I'm getting shown. Like, it's crazy. And I'm like, I'm sitting here, I'm going hard because it's like we almost at the 12,000 mark. Like, right now I'm tweeting the hell out of it because I need to see that 12,000. You know what I'm saying? We're 41 away from 12,000. Come on, we can do it.
And it's crazy because, like, Chalk, the mixtape haven't even, I don't think it's been out for like a whole month yet. It's not having been
not
out for a whole month
Wednesday
yet.
Will be 3 weeks. Wednesday will
It'll
be well, no, Tuesday. Y'all dropped it on Tuesday, right?
No, we dropped it June 21st.
It's not even a whole
It's already 2 weeks, and it's going crazy. It's niggas out here that have been having their shit out since November, December. They don't even got some numbers. A lot of people say it's because of the BMF name. It's not because of the BMF name. Because
you have a BMF name, your music
number. Right. We put out a hot-ass product. It's as simple like that. It's not because of who we know, who we got on there. It's the product is hot. Every song on the mixtape, somebody can relate to it. And everything that's on the mixtape is real. Like I said, Go Beezy told me, go hard, go raw. I'm from 7 Mile. You know that I'm going to go off. Give a damn about a bitch. I'll act for it. That's really me. I don't act off about shit. And Throw Beezy, the real Throw Beezy that GZ be talking about in that BMF song, Throw Beezy really told me that. When I first started this rap shit, he told me, like, now I know how y'all 7 Mile boys is. I just want you to get in there and go raw. Give it to the world raw. Since I'm in here, like, you got to basically put on for the fans. And that's what I told Blue. The first, when Blue was in the halfway house, I'm like, I'm about to put this mixtape out, and I'm about to just go off. And Blue is my man. I look up to Blue like a big brother, but I don't think Blue even was ready for it because he was like, yeah, okay, you know what I'm saying? I don't even think Blue was ready for the response he was going to get. That nigga Blue even had to tweet us on Twitter. Like, he could have called us. The nigga tweeted us on Twitter, like, I heard it. That's some good shit. Like, Blue was shocked. He didn't think we were going to bring it like that.
And, Chalk, man, like, everything, you know, I speak the truth. I ain't got a lot about shit, man. Nigga, if you in them streets, you in them streets. If not, you not. Like, when I said at the end of the work-off, nigga, I'm moving 4 to 5 units a day, nigga, I was doing that in high school, nigga. I got kicked out of high school for doing that shit back in Bananas in Las Vegas. My name's so solid out there, nigga, I could walk into school, nigga. I don't even go to that bitch no more. And go to every class. I was that young nigga. I mean, nigga, that's what I was in. Like, 10th grade, I was pushing the Magnum on them rims. The hoes was loving me. I'm telling you. I don't even think, hold on. Yeah, I wasn't even paying. That's when I was fucking up in school. I wasn't even paying to go to class. Used to sit in the hallway, tell all the hoes, shit. After school, nigga, we go to Benihana's on me. Anything you want.
All right.
So everything
that's
the
same for me
true.
In my high school. At lunchtime, pulling out those stacks. Buy stuff for everybody. We go to a restaurant, and we got to wait in line. You know we only got a few minutes for lunch. I'll buy everybody food just so we can get out there quicker. Like, we flashed, but we wasn't all up in your face flashing to the point that it make you uncomfortable, that it make you want to do something or wonder what we was doing.
Man, they wasn't going to do shit. You already know about that, yeah. They wasn't
I'm just saying, we had it, but we wasn't.
Oh, you wasn't, like, on
a
flash
like,
shit.
Right, so niggas be like, what y'all doing? We showed it when it was time, and when it wasn't time, we stayed back and stayed humble.
Man, nigga, in Vegas, nigga, what you talk about, nigga? I was flashy, nigga. Fuck that. I was new to that bitch, nigga. I was going off. For real, nigga. I was pulling up, nigga, whipping that bitch in school, nigga, music blasting. And I was like, oh, that's Boogie. You already know what time it is. Pants sagging. Feel me? That's when Ed Hardy was back here, nigga. Had the Ed Hardy jeans, nigga, off the Gucci shoes, off the Gucci belt, nigga, Ed Hardy shirt. Chain hanging. The hoes was sucking. Nigga, I was... Then, nigga, we was what? Nigga, 15 or 16, nigga, in a Palms Hotel, nigga. At the top of the roof.
Oh, yeah,
nigga.
We put a Palms down
going
that
crazy,
night.
Nigga. That was shit every day, too, nigga. It was even on school days, nigga. We'd go to the Palm Hotel, the casino. We in a casino, nigga. We only 15 and 16. And we wasn't just walking around, either. So you know you got to have money just to be in that bitch playing, nigga. You're only 15 and 16.
Right. We was everywhere in Vegas. And then at that time, but that was before the wheels and stuff came, we was walking to them places. Like, imagine niggas walking into casinos, and you could tell that they've been walking for a while, and they pulling out big cash playing the games. You know they ain't going to say nothing to you. You getting that money.
Dang. Nigga, we was at like 3 o'clock in the morning. We up at the top of the Palms Hotel, nigga, with a fucking flat screen at the pool that fucker with the hoes, nigga. About me, you, and cuz, nigga, up there about 30 hoes. Bottles and everything.
Wow, y'all is crazy.
That's why when them, like, a lot of niggas, like, when they be saying they real rappers, like, they don't have, like, a nigga tell you a story all you want. Like, a lot of niggas might be like, oh, these niggas lying. But I promise you, niggas can vouch for me. Like, you can go in any hood, nigga, niggas be like, oh, yeah, that nigga Vincent, real cool dude. If you get on his bad side, he gonna fuck you up, or you might get shot. Real nigga. And nigga be like, oh, yeah, that nigga used to get it in. He used to do his thing. He fuck with everybody, unless you fuck with him. You fuck over him, shit, you know what's coming. So either I was going to come for you, or you know D.A. going to come for you. And they used to call the nigga the one-hitter quitter back when we was in second grade.
I used to be knocking the shit out of niggas.
Like, nigga, one time we was
wow.
in class, nigga, I needed the homework, nigga. It was me and D.A., I needed the homework. Nigga, you know, we had a quiz. I'm lying, we had a quiz. I'm like, D.A., I need the answers, nigga. I'm about to fail, nigga. It's the final, cuz. Like, I got you. Went over here to a smart bitch, like, I need the answer. She like, nah. He slapped the hoe. Boom. And took her paper. Like, here you go, bruh. I'm like, shit, real G shit. Wrote the answer. I got
100%. Oh, my God. Hold on.
Real talk.
Stop the press.
Real talk.
I got something to tell y'all. While we've been sitting over here, I've been pushing shit. Guess where we at right now, dude?
Where we at?
12,007. Yeah.
Yeah, we did it. We up there.
Hell yeah,
when
y'all been talking, my ass
been tweeting
like a
motherfucker. Look, I swear to God, nigga, I got 100% on that quiz, nigga. Then the next week, I asked the teacher up because he was being tough. He was trying to act like he was tough. I fucked him up and got kicked out. But shout
and
out
you went to jail, nigga.
And I went to jail,
hey,
yeah.
That was the finals, too. You was in there watching TV and everything.
Yeah, I was in there. Yeah, that's how you know I'm a boss, nigga. I'm in jail, nigga. I'm watching a flash screen. Nigga, it was when the Cavaliers were playing the Orlando Magics in a playoff game. I think it was like 3 years ago, too. Something like that. And I wasn't eating no sandwiches.
Wow.
Either, nigga. I had a steak on some motherfucking mashed potatoes and some greens, nigga.
Like, the shit
but
that...
You ain't caught me, D.A., though, but that's cool, though. Shit.
But please let everybody know y'all did graduate from high school, because I know motherfuckers is probably thinking, like, y'all wilding out like that. Y'all probably
oh, yeah,
dropped
we
out.
Graduated.
I mean, I graduated with, like, 128 tardies, but shit, we did it. Like, get
right. Listen, it was so bad for me in school that I had so many damn tardies. They gave me a little card saying I could leave class early so I could get to my next class. I still didn't get to class on time. Everybody in the school knew my name. I walked the hall. And what was fucked up about it is.
Hey, David, look at this nigga. The janitors knew my name, cuz. I swear to God, a janitor.
Right.
Like, what up, Boogie? Nigga, one janitor tried to cop from me one time. I'm like, nigga, you too hot, cuz. I don't even fuck with feds like that. I don't even know the nigga. Like, let me pull you in the corner and talk to you. I'm like, man, what the fuck,
cuz? Hey, it was so crazy that matter of fact, these niggas didn't even give me the award for most senior in the hall. And everybody in the school was hurt because they knew. They knew who be in them hall. But, you know, that was politics.
That was politics.
That was real.
Man, we have Dope Girl Kimmy on the line also.
Who is Kimmy?
She from the A. She hung out with me at the see him got at me at the, with the, at the spot on Saturday. Titties was hanging out. She got some suckable titties. So when y'all meet her, just look at them. She's pretty. She light skinned. She got long hair. She got a nice booty. She got nice legs.
Oh, Lord. Can y'all hear me?
What up, dope girl?
What's up?
What happened, baby?
What's going on? D.A. done had me up working early today.
That's what he do.
That was good looking out on that shit.
You good?
You sound good. You wasn't sounding like that earlier.
Because I'm up now.
Hell no.
Would it be disrespectful if I asked you for some pictures?
It ain't disrespectful for no pictures. No, you see me? Oh, you see me on Twitter?
That don't mean nothing. That Twitter pictures and regular pictures. And pictures.
What you want to see? You want me to text you something?
Don't ask me what I
want to
see.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Y'all are crazy.
We
Team Manish is in the building. Team Manish is in the fucking building.
Hey, I got some pictures for you, too. I got you.
Well, say something. You got the number?
Uh-huh. I'm trying to do.
You're too young for me.
I'm too young.
Oh, that young shit again.
Oh, shit.
And I hate that
young,
that young shit again. Man. Y'all hear that bullshit? That young shit again. Ain't this some shit? Yo, girl, stop that
hear.
Shit.
I play along since we don't hear. Yes, I'm too young. I wish I was older.
Kimmy, they be smashing bitches older than me, so they must have something in between their legs, or it's the name. But wait a minute, somebody said when you BMF, nothing else matters. So I don't know if that should be like they have small dicks or.
Whoa,
I mean,
whoa.
I don't know.
I'm going to send her a picture. She'd be able to tell y'all.
Do that, and I'll let them know.
You know, I wonder how many rappers do that.
How many do
feel
what?
Feel like because of who they are, it doesn't matter if they dick small or not.
A good number of them.
I ain't never said that because I've never been in that predicament where my dick.
I ain't
small.
Never been in that bitch either, so I don't know.
Yeah, me either. Me either.
Well, when you use the stens and penis pumps, you never will be.
Man, I ain't never. You want
hell no.
I'm just blessed, and I thank God for that.
Hey, man, we blessed brothers on this line.
We blessed
okay,
God,
but
thank God
also
for
when you masturbate, that makes your dick bigger too.
We don't masturbate. That's
we
sin.
Don't do that.
I mean, if a girl jacking me off, I mean, she does what she do. But I mean, I'm just blessed. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. I can attest to that one.
Now you're going to go to church tomorrow and see Sister Betty Mary Deacon and be like, I want to come up and give a testimony. He's going to be on the pulpit. I just want to thank you, Jesus, for giving me a big dick. Thank you so
hey,
much.
Yo.
All the sisters in the church going to want to see this motherfucker's dick. So when he's walking out, all the sisters in now, the ushers going to be pulling him in the back basement. Be like, David? Brother David, can we see how the Lord blessed you?
Cox says, share the blessing. Share the blessing.
Yes.
Spread the wealth.
I'm trying to.
Man, they probably going to see his dick drop down on their knees and be like, oh, it's communion time.
Just fooling.
He's crazy.
Oh, you trying to hold me? Okay.
Oh, my gosh, yo. Oh, my goodness. Like, yes. I need people to keep retweeting because we doing good. We at 1232 now. DJ Junior done retweeted me twice.
That's what's up.
And Dre want to keep going back and forth about him talking shit. Well, then show me the fucking, show me some action. Show me something without whack-ass pinky. That's what he can do. Motherfuckers kill me. Well, nigga, you know what? Show me your tattoo. That's what you can do. He got one.
I don't know. I've never seen Cuz body. I don't look at man body. So.
No, you know what tattoo I'm talking about.
I'm saying I don't look at Cuz. I don't look at niggas' body, so I wouldn't know.
I don't think he do.
Mine across my chest.
Hey, what you talking about, Cuz?
Mine across my chest. And Boogie's is across his chest too. This is the biggest thing. The biggest tattoos on us.
I'm sure.
What she talking about, man?
I'm sure.
What you talking about?
Tattoos. Remember the conversation we had last night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that shit.
And I was like, he probably ain't even got one. And then Diaz was like, I don't know what the man get.
I don't. I know what I got.
He'll be all right.
I need more ink action, man. My shit looking fucked up around this bitch, man.
You got more tattoos than me, nigga. I need ink action.
And nigga, that's one of them, man, them skipping days when I used to go get tattoos and shit, man.
Oh, you know what?
What?
I got to play this one. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Name another one where it's just y'all on here.
Dope Spot.
Now, that's my song. That's my song.
What's your song?
Dope Spot. Oh, my gosh.
Dope
Could
Spot.
It be?
That's my joint.
I'll tell y'all about her later. Because it has something to do with her name. That's why she like it. Dope Spot. Dope Girl Cammy. Yeah. You ain't slick.
Yeah.
You ain't slick at all.
I was going to tell you put that on your page. I was going to try to, actually.
Ooh, I'm going to try to.
But here we go. Dope Spot. Dope Spot. My bad.
I'm a boss motherfucker, get money in the dope spot. You can get a jar $15 for a hard rock. I'm a boss little nigga, and you know I got bread. You know I got Glocks, we don't fuck around with feds. I be water whipping in the kitchen, making the pies up. Use a stone real good, I'm scraping the sides up. Sitting here thinking, having Mookie weigh the pies up. Throw it in the Gucci bag, nigga, like the size up.
Yo, hey, Grady, stop playing with him, boy. Drop that shit, homie. DJ Junior, my DJ, nigga. I'm fucking with the cinematics, biatch, DMV, what up,
bow. I'm a boss motherfucker, get money in the dope spot. You can get a jar 15 for a hard rock. A hard little nigga, and you know I got bread. You know I got Glocks, we don't fuck around with feds. I be water whipping in the kitchen, making the pies up. Use a stone real good, I'm scraping the sides up. Sitting here thinking, having Mookie weigh the pies up.
The cinematics.
So bag, nigga, like the sides up. Every day's a different move, I get it in, I flip a few. My money counter don't come up short. Some say we buy the wing when the time is linked up. I just roll them stupid checks. BBS my stupid wrist. Gucci belt to hold my weight. 40 cal, I keep my chain. I plug them with the Mexicans. I preserve butter, my roof escape. My truck is where my engine be. I'm Louis down off Louis V. Hard drop 283. Fourth drop 183. You analyzing about the team. My wrist on road, you catch a breeze. My brighter looks like ice cream. My shoe game come from Italy. I'm Scott Walker, you pass the vibe. But I'm not wrapping packages. We want the clothes, we get the shit. My nigga, we doing them wholesale. Don't pound the weed, them jars of ease. Them bricks, them splits, don't have the keys. When I blast my chain, bitch, you come to me. Break them down, go rip to the third degree. Residue on a rapper's gram on the scale. For them, my waist ain't hard to tell. And all my money come to me. 3D, my BBs, and iced out my 2C. I'm a boss, motherfucker, get money in the dope spot. You can get a jar 15 for a hard rock. A boss, little nigga, and you know I got bread. You know I got Glocks, we don't fuck around with feds. I be water whipping in the kitchen, making the pies up. Use the stove real good, I'm scraping the sides up. Sitting here thinking, having Mookie weigh the pies up. Throw it in the Gucci bag, nigga, like the sides up. Grind don't stop in the morning with the bags in. Fresh out of bed to the kitchen, gotta wear it in. Phone doing numbers, hell no, I don't answer them. I'm the boss of boss's boss, nigga, we can never meet. Or we can never speak. Phone tap, I barely sleep. I don't sit in traps, I move around, get money. I get lonely like you, so the straps stay on me. I don't love no bitch, I just love my plug. If you fuck up my money, I'ma fill your ass with slugs. I don't talk no more, cause them people be on me. Working 13-hour shifts in that bag, stay on me. Rolling reefer with Geneva, I get blow like Gucci. In a 25, five double straps and a Uzi. Got a cocaine fetish, so I sell all white like
like Pablo Escobar. I got it in one night. 40 bricks, one skill, about 15 workers. I'm a boss, motherfucker, getting money in the dope spot. You can get a jar 15 for a hard rock. A boss, little nigga, and you know I got bread. You know I got Glocks, we don't fuck around with beds. I be water whipping in the kitchen, making the pies up. Use the stove real good, I'm scraping the sides up. Sitting here thinking, having Mookie weigh the pies up. Throw it in the Gucci bag, nigga, like a size up. I'm weighing up all morning, counting all night. And my cousin coming in, first thing, first fight. Got an Enterprise car and the bricks tucked tight. And they going by the six like a case of Bud Light. Got 20 on my wrist, a 45 on my side. And my crew in all black like somebody died. Being bad ain't easy, but I make it look good. Wintertime minked up with the Eskimo hood. Got a bad bitch with me and her hood's all black. And her ass all fat, I put a glass on that. The only thug in the club in the back with the dice. Shoot a thousand, get a thousand, nigga, better right back. I told my bro, Kush, man, I won't count on plus status. An F-430 and a big body Phantom. Truck pull up, white things, match the Phantom. Stepped out shining and these niggas couldn't take it. Nah, literally, I meant these niggas couldn't take it. 21 rounds, I swear to God, I won't waste it. And when you get time, nigga, look at the bracelet. 40 on my wrist, take a look at the faces. I'm a boss, motherfucker, getting money in the dope spot. You can get a jar 15 for a hard rock. A hard slow nigga, and you know I got bread. You know I got Glocks, we don't fuck around with beds. I be water whipping in the kitchen, making the pies up. I use the stove real good, I'm scraping the sides up. Sitting here thinking, having Mookie weigh the pies up. Throw it in the Gucci bag, nigga, like the size up. I'm a boss, motherfucker, getting money in the...
Niggas hate so much, man.
Man, that shit is so fucking hot.
Hey, I want to shout out my cousin. He just went to Puerto Rico. I was rapping about him in a song. Shout out to that nigga. Like, I told you, everything that we rap about is real. When I was like, man, cousin coming in, first thing, first flight, got an Enterprise car and a brick tucked tight. That's all I got to say. Shout out to my cousin here in Puerto Rico. He doing his army thing now, trying to get his life right.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Hey, man, Chuck.
Yes?
Man, these certain niggas need to stop hating and do numbers, man. If it wasn't so many,
yeah,
I'd name names.
Yeah, they do. And look sexy, but damn, that's a miracle.
Need to stop hating and do numbers, man. These niggas lay on here, dog. I'm getting to the point where a lot of these niggas, I'm just going to start fucking up. I'm not a Twitter nigga. I'm not one of these industry. I'm going to start fucking them up.
And he is so
they better act like they know, man.
Say it again.
He is dead ass.
That's what's up.
I hate when niggas, man, that's one thing I hate, nigga, if a nigga, don't hate on another nigga, Sean, man, nigga, everybody supposed to be eating, nigga, stop hating, and do numbers.
Damn right.
Right, I mean, if you need help eating, just say it, come pull a nigga to the side, don't hate.
I hate when, that's one thing I don't like when other, like, anybody, I don't like when other niggas put other niggas' grinds down or hustle down. If the nigga eat and be like, damn, nigga, you eat, how can I get on, or how can I invest so we all be eating the same amount, or we, at least I, my money will get a little bit, like, shit, bigger or something, nigga. Don't be hating on another nigga. Fucking get your money. Because when niggas start hating on me, that shit, you in my lane. So stay in your lane. I'm going to fuck you up. For real. And I got references to prove I'll fuck a nigga up.
Well, there it is.
I hate when niggas gonna be and don't like Lil Boosie said, don't step in my lane because it's going to get ugly. And for real, nigga, I'm the Lil Boosie in my hood. And niggas know about me. You better stop playing.
Oh, God. And what about the people that are listening that ain't from your hood?
Man, nigga, you better go ask any nigga that's real that you respect, because they know me. You go ask, if you call my mama, I'm like, that nigga's a, he get in your ass. I swear, nigga, point blank, mama tell you I get in your ass. Or my grandma tell you. That nigga get in your ass, man, because I never been no hating nigga. I never been a nigga that'll stop a nigga grind.
Grandma tell you an IFF factor at her. That was
your girl.
See,
my grandma gonna be like, she probably gonna start cussing like, ugh, I can't believe you even put that out there, but you a non fucking factor in my life. That's what she gonna tell me. But she knows all love. For real, Chuck, man, a lot of these niggas is grind. Like, nigga, how you gonna hate on another nigga? Come on, stop, nigga. Get your
because
money.
Because some men aren't men, that's what you call bitch assness.
No, that shit ain't.
And speaking of bitch assness, shout out to Rub My Feet, bitch.
Oh,
I shout out to Tug, because he ain't never say nothing back.
But, I mean, if a motherfucker hating on you, you doing something good. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
you
don't hate on me.
Couldn't.
Don't hate on me. Fuck that. I don't play that. Don't hate on me. I don't give a fuck.
You can't stop it, though.
No, yes, I am, nigga. Like I told you, don't hate on me, nigga. For real. hating your mind. Don't say shit, nigga. Or don't say nothing slick, nigga. Because I put this on my mama, nigga. I'm going to fuck you up when I see you. And I'm never alone, so, nigga, it's going to be about 1,000,000 feet on your head, nigga. Or them bullets through you, so I ain't playing with no nigga. No nigga.
We show too much love for a nigga to hate.
Nigga to hate. Nigga, don't hate on me, nigga, because at the same time, I'm not doing this for me, nigga. I'm doing this for everybody. So, nigga, you hate on me, nigga. You hating on what I stand for as a man, nigga, or who respect me and who I respect. So I'm going to fuck you up for all them niggas. And I got niggas on my team that'll fuck a nigga up on site, nigga, just for me telling them to. Real goon-ass niggas, for real. A lot of these niggas got goons on deck.
And then the niggas don't want to see the niggas that we roll with the hands, because we got boxing niggas that roll with us that stop boxing. I mean, that's like actually put down their shit in boxing just so they can hang with us and fuck niggas up.
Like, nigga, I got one nigga on my team. I swear to God, nigga, I told a nigga break the nigga jaw one time. Nigga, we was at the mall fucking with some hoes, and nigga wanted to hate. Told my man, break that nigga jaw. Alpo broke his shit, D.A. Man, you better tell these niggas stop playing, dog. It's shooters on deck for real around this bitch.
And then we
I
got hands
talking,
ourselves,
nigga.
So.
Then you got hands, nigga. I don't fuck with hands. Nigga gonna get shot coming my way. Fuck that. A lot of niggas probably think, like, that nigga Boogie just talking. Nigga, he just talking cheap. Nigga, you better go. Nigga, check my record. For real. I do my thing.
Wow.
And this is what I deal with on the daily. For anybody that don't know, like, we fuck with each other, like,
every day.
I am, like, their personal assistant. So just imagine.
What you mean? Like, you are a personal assistant. Chuck, what you saying?
I'm your personal assistant, so just imagine what y'all just heard when these motherfuckers get mad or somebody says something out the way to me. Like, it's a problem. Like, they're like worse than fucking pit bulls, yo. Like, for real, stay in y'all lane, know your role, play your position, and we won't have no motherfucking problems ever.
Some of these niggas don't even got lanes. That's why they trying to fight, man.
Man, Chuck, man, a lot of these niggas is fucked up in the game, and I'm going to put them back in their place, man, for real. Because ain't no real nigga in the game to keep it real with you. Only real nigga that was in the game, well, that's because he ain't even came out yet. The only real nigga is Boosie and us real BMF niggas.
Not the fake, not the counterfeit, not the dick suckers and all that other shit, but the real certified.
And then some of them niggas ain't even letting these niggas know. They just chilling. Because they know who they is, so they like, fuck it, let these niggas do what they... No, fuck that. I'm putting niggas in line. I don't care about none of that. Because, nigga, my kids got to grow up in this world when I have them. So I'm putting niggas in line.
I'm putting niggas in line for my own health. Fuck that. No.
I'm putting niggas in line. So they know
I ain't got time to be hopping on no record talking about niggas going back and forth. Nigga, when you see me, you going to see me. I don't got time for that bullshit. A lot of niggas might be like, oh, that nigga Vincent, he don't look that kind of way. Look can be deceiving, nigga. I gets down. Ask about me.
Yeah,
I
you do look sweet and
mamas,
innocent.
Aunties, cousins, babies, kids, grown men, adults, miniature adults. Fucking anybody who get out of line, man. That shit ain't flying, dog. Mamas, I'm a real hood nigga, man. I don't play that. My niggas don't play that.
Wow.
Get a nigga mama phone in the trunk.
You better tell them, nigga, my niggas to throw their moms in that trunk. Nigga, we ain't playing that bullshit, dog.
You know,
like, we built for this, like, this beef and shit, man. D.A., we used to be with niggas at our school. Niggas see them the next day and break their shit, dog. Remember that one time we had that big fight in the school? Niggas, like, it was just me, you, and there was some weak-ass nigga we used to fuck with. And it was 20
ass.
Niggas. We started beating their ass, nigga. Got kicked out of school and everything. We ain't give a fuck, man. We about that.
So what do we got to do to get y'all to be more productive?
Man, I am
in the music industry.
Man. I am these streets.
No, in
hey,
the music
shit,
industry. Because, no.
But in the music industry, I am these streets.
Mr. Jay, that was the time for your ass to be coming in and talking and whatnot, because you was just too. Oh, guys, let me tell you.
What?
Did I tell y'all that Mr. GA is like he used to manage artists and he took his artists from making $1,500 to $10,000 a show. He's been.
See, Mr. GA ain't even
old.
Trying to fuck with us like that, man. He on some silent treatment shit. He don't want to fuck with us, man.
Hey, yo, listen. Hey, listen, look. Hey, listen, listen. Real talk. This here is the Boogie and DA show. I'm a fan. I'm listening, family. Go on your thing. We can, look, off the air, we're going to talk, all right? But right now, this is your show. Your thing. That's real. You know what I mean? I'm right here.
DA ain't going to fuck with us. We about to take over this game, man. Fuck this, man.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
And listen, H-Talk, I'm telling you, when I get in this industry, nigga, I'm fucking up so many rappers, nigga. I'm not playing. I don't need no security, nigga. I'll be in a club, keep the chains on by myself, nigga, with that thing on me. The nigga touch me, I'm busted. Fuck it. Because, like, we're talking, like, Chuck, nigga, a lot of these rappers that are in these streets. If you in these streets, you don't need 50 niggas with you. Because if you in these streets, the nigga's not going to touch you. Nigga, I used to be in club, I was 15 in a club with, like, nigga, four chains on, nigga, stacks in my pocket, everything in a strip club, nigga, chains on, nigga, ain't touch me. Because they know if they touch me, I'm fucking you up, and I don't care about going to jail. Because jail, I'm going to eat, I'm going to sleep. I'm going to be straight. Nigga, that's home to me. I'm straight. I'm going to be cool. So a nigga ain't going to touch me, though. I don't give a fuck. And if he do touch me, I'm killing him. For real.
Gucci, huh? You Gucci, huh?
Who?
I said he Gucci.
Who?
He Gucci.
Nigga, no, because I'm going to aim for who I'm shooting at. Nigga, fuck that. Nigga ain't going to mistake me for thinking I shot a nigga. I'm shooting a nigga point blank,
oh,
nigga.
Oh, shit.
DA, man, you ready? Come on, DA. You know how
Hey, Chuck. That's my kind of artist, yo. I want to fuck with them niggas, all right? Real talk. That's my kind of artist.
Hey,
let's get
you gonna say I'm Gucci, nigga? Hell no, man. Come on, dog. Come on, DA. You know, everything we had beef with, nigga, we were trying to pock and big them niggas, though. We wasn't on no fucking let's fight shit. Come on, DA. You know, man. Come on.
Oh, my gosh, yo. This is just too fucking funny.
Talk about it's not funny, though. I'm serious shit, though. I'm not laughing. I'm not joking.
I mean, I know y'all are serious as hell. That's why I'm just like, okay, we're on the airwaves. Y'all are just saying too much late.
So we need to take, no, rap is watered down. We need to take that shit back to the streets. So that's what rap is. It's the streets. A lot of these niggas come in here with this faggish, swaggish ways. Fuck that. Keep that shit to the pop music and a swingers party. Nigga, this is rap. So we need to take it back to the streets.
What you know about swingers parties?
Girl, I'm fine.
Will Smith and them bitches, man. Oh, man, I seen that shit on YouTube, man.
Oh, shit.
That's what I'm, man. I don't really know a lot about that shit because I don't rock that way. I like to keep it straight. So, you know, I do my thing. I stay in my lane. I don't try to go into another nigga lane because another nigga might burn my ass. So I stay in my lane. But if you like try to burn me, I'm going to burn him before you burn me. So fuck it.
You a funny
man. Oh, my God.
Come on, you know.
Oh, God.
Like, DA, he the laid-back nigga in fourth drop. He laid back. He just keep it cool till some shit go down. I'm rowdy all 24-7. Fuck it.
I can attest to that. You sure are. You don't change.
I don't, man.
Everybody, that is not an act. This nigga really acts like that.
All day, every day.
Most of these rappers be acting like this nigga really like that.
They act like when they get in front of action. Oh, I'm a gangster. I'm do this for us. Come on now, man. Man, come on now, dog. There's no act.
Hey, yo.
I see a lot of rappers, yo. Do shows and shit. When it's over, go to that room and start playing that fucking Xbox, yo. Don't even come out that room, yo. So I know a lot of
nigga, I ain't going to no room, nigga. I'm walking to the after parties. I'm in the after parties. I don't need no security. You might see me with some niggas, but them niggas is real street niggas. You touch me, you touch them, they going to fuck you up. I got a nigga that's 14 right now, nigga, walk around, nigga, every day, nigga, with that thing on him. A nigga touched him, I think we was like, when I was 14, he was like, I think he was like 11. He was burning niggas, I'm telling you. Real street niggas. So my niggas, they ain't gonna play with you. A lot of these industry niggas, they might push you to the side, grab you, and walk you out the club. My niggas, they gonna fucking have an EMS nigga putting that white thing around your face, pulling you out the club. It's gonna be cold tasks for these niggas, man. Fuck. So that shit I rap about, nigga, I really do.
Oh, goodness.
A lot of these niggas, these rap niggas, they be having, like, they be having big-ass niggas. Like, come on now. You know you don't just hang with no big-ass nigga on the normal. Come on now. These niggas be having these big-ass niggas with their shirt logos on it, acting like they just a homeboy. You know them damn security.
They ain't your homeboy. Them niggas security. Yeah. Them police, nigga, in street clothes.
Yeah. I know how to spot that shit. Ain't no nigga just gonna be bustle by for no fucking reason.
That's
hey, police in street clothes.
I need a party just me, my brother, Chalk nigga, Chalk her homeboy, my homeboy. We in that bitch. Because if a nigga touches, it's gonna, we gonna shut the club down. I'm telling you, that club gonna have that yellow tape around that whole fucking place, nigga, for a couple of months.
Shut it down, right?
We shutting it down. I don't have time for that bullshit. Because I'm gonna show one nigga, then the next nigga to the next nigga. Then if he try, I'm gonna show him, he has to show the next nigga. It's gonna get around that I'm this real nigga that I talk about. That's me. Because with that Rick Ross and Jeezy beef, one of them niggas should have showed the next nigga. Like, Jeezy should have showed Rick Ross, or Rick Ross should have showed Jeezy.
Right.
How two fake motherfuckers gonna show
them,
somebody
show
something?
I mean,
how two fake motherfuckers gonna show something?
Listen, if you a real street nigga, beef is beef. It ain't no rap beef. Beef, when you in the streets, beef is beef. So, like, in the streets, if you got beef with a nigga, you gonna try to see his mama, his kids, anybody you can see to let this nigga know I'm that real street nigga. So that rap shit, man, fuck that rap beef. If it's beef, it's
and
beef.
you rarely seldom see street niggas going against street niggas because they know it. Stay in your way because that nigga's a street nigga too. And if he the street nigga that I am, he gonna fuck me up or I'm a fuck.
Like, you ain't
up.
Never seen no nigga. You ain't never. You probably never seen a nigga come at young Lil Boosie because they know he a real street nigga. A fake
yeah.
nigga always gonna try to come at a fake nigga because they know he a fake nigga. But let a nigga come at me, he gonna see.
Yeah, Boosie a real nigga, y'all. Yeah, real little nigga right there.
Right.
So basically what we have here is Jeezy and Ross ain't never going to come at each other. So they say,
she tweeted
it's
shit.
It's not even that Jeezy and that Rick Ross. It's a lot of rappers. They not going to come at each other because they know they're not really from the streets. And they don't want to get that lawsuit or they don't want to go to jail. But jail is basically home. You eating, you sleeping, you showering. You working out. What the fuck more can you ask for, cuz? Come on now, man.
I mean, listen.
Niggas scared.
If you're a street nigga, I mean, don't nobody want to go to jail. Everybody
don't
want to go to jail. But if you're a street nigga, you're going to handle that nigga because you know when you get to jail, you real, so they ain't going to fuck with you.
A lot of these niggas, yeah, a lot of these niggas ain't street. Like, only niggas I can say that's really street is my BM, well, the niggas I fuck with. D.A., Chalk, her home people because I fuck with them.
And our
BMF fuck with me.
Niggas. Not
our BMF niggas.
Other
blue.
Niggas saying they BMF, our BMF niggas.
I fuck with all nothing but real niggas. I can't stand a fuck around fuck with a fuck nigga. If you stand with a fuck nigga, the next nigga gonna think you a fuck nigga.
We don't do songs with fuck niggas. We don't conversate. Like a nigga on Twitter try to conversate with me and try to do some song shit, and one of my niggas let me know that nigga's a rat. We got papers on it. I'm like, I ain't fuck with that nigga.
Wow.
My niggas, they got papers on this nigga. When they catch this nigga, they don't fuck that nigga up. I ain't. And my niggas, they love me. But if you fucking with a rat, you a rat. So they gonna fuck me up too. I can't fuck with that nigga.
Wow. Could y'all imagine Rick Ross going to jail as soon as he step on the compound? I
hell
see some big
fucking
meat,
no.
Larry Hoover flipping work.
but Chuck, a lot of these niggas, they understand. When you're a rapper and you famous, they gonna have you in your own cell, so you really not gonna get touched.
Rappers ain't
yeah,
right. You go to jail, you a rapper, you on your own cell. You take a shower by yourself, ain't nobody gonna run your ass. None of
nigga,
that
when
shit.
I was in jail, nigga, I was with everybody. I was in Population, Martin Luther King, nigga. I was in that bitch, nigga. I was in a cell with one of my homeboys. That's my nigga. Free my nigga, Will. I think he's still in there. Yeah, he is. Shit. Fuck that.
It's not easy be saying it like, y'all talk like, y'all have like a little Cali accent, so it's like, it's hard
yes.
to picture yes. how Detroit
right
sounds. Because you're like,
all
what?
Day, goes down.
Like, if niggas know Detroit, they know how Detroit get down. So, you know, it's a couple of fuck niggas. It's a lot of fuck niggas in Detroit, but it's not like, it's surrounded by nothing but real niggas. Niggas know how Detroit niggas get down.
One thing about Detroit, them fuck niggas, we fucking them up. So when they go to another city, they're going to fuck the other fuck niggas up because they're from Detroit. Because we put it on them niggas. Like 100.
Wow.
And niggas know better than coming to Detroit, nigga. Trick Trick going to handle that, nigga. That's my up. He going to handle them. Shit.
Young Bird, where the chain at?
Whoa.
Man, that nigga chain be getting passed around up this bitch so many times. I could have had that nigga chain.
Okay,
here's one good question for y'all. What in the hell does Big Sean do for the community?
Listen, he a Detroit nigga. I fuck with. Let me stop lying. I'm about to tell a lie. OG. I mean, he say he a it's a difference between a Michigan nigga and a Detroit nigga. A Detroit nigga is bred from Detroit, 7 miles, 8 miles, 6 miles. That's a Detroit nigga. When you from like Southfield, Bloomfield, Birmingham, that's Michigan. You a Michigan nigga. He's a Michigan nigga.
Taylor.
I'm a Detroit nigga. If you a
Detroit
nigga, you get on like the BT.
That type shit.
Like, how you a Detroit nigga, but you at the BT Awards with a Lakers hat on? We not, no, we the Pistons, cuz. we the Lions.
That's some real shit.
Ain't no real Detroit nigga put on for Detroit yet. I swear to God, I put that on here. No, only you nigga that put on for Detroit was Blade Icewell, but he did.
He was about to get signed. There was so many niggas was looking at this nigga to sign him. That was my role model. But
he was a street nigga, and he got into some beef. He handled it, and they handled him. That's how it go.
Trick Trick, he put on for Detroit. That's one nigga that got a deal and put on for Detroit. Eminem, he's 8 miles. That's not Detroit. 7 miles, Detroit. That 8 mile shit, you go across there, no, with all the tags fucked up, they clipping you. Somehow we ain't doing that. We riding without tags over there.
Nigga, niggas in Detroit riding without windshields, bumpers, nigga. Niggas riding without doors on their shit. Man. Ain't no real Detroit nigga put on, well, Trick Trick. But that's other than that, it's not no really Detroit nigga that put on for Detroit. Man.
I mean, not yet.
Yeah, not yet. That's because we ain't hit the industry yet.
Right. Bro, if you're from Detroit, you don't want to sound like the Detroit niggas.
You're
trying to get out into industry. You can do some shit.
Oh, my.
And I think that's what make it harder for us to get our shit out to the city, because we not trying to sound like them. We trying to sound like ourselves.
Because a lot of niggas don't know about what we rock down here. That's special shit. Like, the niggas don't like, a lot of Detroit rappers rap about, like, what we wear. We don't rap about, like, pants, like tight pants and shit, jerking. We don't rap like that, man. For the fact,
we rap about real street music. Well, I think Detroit got the realest street music that'll ever come out. Cause the niggas that's rapping it, like our rappers, they really live in that life. Some of them ain't. And what makes me mad is the niggas that ain't. They hop on a song with a nigga that is, and they make it look like they is. That's why I'm very selectful of who I make songs with. I take every background because I don't want to be associated with no nigga that had a fuck nigga in the past. Two fuck niggas don't make a right.
Wow.
I'm trying to do shit 100% real. If I got a
fuck, whatever's done in the dark, it's going to come to the light.
Right.
Oh, shit. Guess what, boo-boos?
What?
12,104. That's what's up, man. It's
moving. I want a billion.
Yes, I am tweeting the hell at this shit.
I want a billion.
Well, you know, if y'all give out an e-pill or a bag of weed, we might.
Man, I ain't giving shit out free. Fuck that. If I'm back in that street, nigga, niggas, I need to start paying. If we back at that, let's get it. If not, then fuck.
Oh, my God, Joe. Damn, I'm like, that's a hell of a marketing tactic,
that's a
though.
Marketing, though.
Yeah.
That nigga
great hustle. Marketing tactic. That's a great
yeah, marketing. You ain't even getting a grant. You're getting a 0.5 or anywhere from a 0.3 to a 0.4.
Hey,
you're going to have to pull out the top,
but
not the swisher.
I remember when I was in school, I used to get niggas 0.3s. but I used to like try to spread each leaf out to make it look, make them bags look fat. Man, I used to get them niggas 0.3. Them boys used to, cause you know what I'm saying. I went for a little while. I went to a Caucasian school with Meech's daughter and everything. So I was giving them niggas 0.3s. They ain't know what the fuck they niggas that wasn't having no skills. No, a street nigga, they eyeball that bitch like, nah, nigga, this ain't right.
Yeah, then they pull out
their clothes. Hey,
like,
I remember a nigga did that to me once. A nigga, I gave that nigga, I think a little like a gram shirt. I was trying to fuck with him, see where his mind was. He's pointed that shit. I'm like, you better buy this shit before I fuck you up. Fuck you, I'm like, nigga, I ain't giving you shit, mo. I don't give a fuck. I was trying to spread the wealth, nigga. That was my last bag too. I was trying to make that extra buck. Nigga, got me fucked up. You better buy that shit before I fuck you up.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, remember that nigga, remember the time the nigga paid and changed? And then he called back like, hey, I should have
fucked that nigga up, but you know how it is, man. Nigga paid me in quarters, dimes, nickels, and pennies and shit. But a real hustler,
well,
any money is everything.
A true hustler don't take change because, you know, you going to come up quick. When you,
I'm
you know,
I'm going to take change. I'm going to fuck.
See?
I ain't fucking with change. It makes your pockets jiggle.
I don't give a fuck. Money is money, nigga. I'll take pennies, quarters, a dime. 100 pennies, a dollar. So fuck it.
Nigga, your pants gonna fall off trying to carry that shit in your pocket.
But I ain't trying to impress no hoe. Fuck it, look like, nigga, money is money.
It all spends the same.
Yeah.
And if a hoe trying to go to the mall, she ain't gonna give a fuck unless she gotta pull out all them real coins and throw them on the counter.
Man, that bitch better be happy
she
even gets something. I don't give a fuck. I mean, I take a lot of hoes out on my dime. I don't give a fuck. Because at the end of the day, them hoes gonna know that nigga Vincent ain't scared to spend shit.
And what they gonna say about DA?
That nigga DA grimy. He ain't gonna take me nowhere.
Nigga ain't shit.
That nigga, he only take his girls to McDonald's, cuz that nigga DA grimy.
DA my nigga.
I'll pull the girl head up, telling her I'm gonna take her to all these kind of restaurants, pick her up. I start acting like I'm about to drive towards the restaurant. I do it late at night though. This is how you gotta play it off. You keep driving down like you about to go to the restaurant. I'm like, oh, my stomach hurt. Pull over to the side of the road. Then hit. Then take him home. Then you gotta
spend
no money.
That DA is a grimy nigga, though. I like to treat girls like they classy, man. I like to take them out, go to the mall, get some shoes. If they got some kids, get them some shoes, you know. Because I want girls to remember me as, when I die, like, that boy Vincent was that nigga. They can be like, remember that nigga DA was a grimy-ass nigga. He ain't getting me shit. I sucked his dick about a million times. The only thing he brought me probably was a McChicken, a McDouble. That nigga grimy.
Yeah, because I tried to sneak something in there to DA. Like, okay, when y'all come down, I hope you bring me a present. I'm not the
that
present.
That nigga DA is a grimy nigga.
DA said, fuck that shit. Bring my stuff. Bring my motherfucking self.
I'm like, wow.
I try to only mess with the girls that already got, so I, you know what I'm saying? So when I go out looking good and I know I'm not about to spend no money on them, it ain't look like they fucked up because they, you know what I'm saying, they already got.
Yeah, I hate that about a girl. When a girl just go with a nigga just to spend his money, bitch, you gotta get your own. Fuck, I look like.
Yeah, it's true.
Or her mom got to be good.
Oh.
So if she give you some good head, then she can get them all.
No.
She can't get them all, but she can get an item.
Is there a price tag on the item?
Wow. It depends on how good the head is. If the shit was like motherfucking that had me about to jump my head out the car and shit, man, you can get whatever you want.
Oh, don't say that. That's what Chuck wanna hear. God damn, she wanna hear that shit. Oh Lord. Her head game's a felony. Her head game's a felony. Yeah, the walk into her damn trap. Yeah, that's her trap right there, baby. That's her trap right there.
I had this one girl, man. She gave me the business. Nigga, I was in that bitch fucked up, nigga, in the car. Nigga, I got back from the mall. I forgot, nigga, who I was. I brought that bitch in bed so much. I woke up the next morning like, God damn. Oh, shit.
Wow. Now, see, that's
hey,
a good hair right there.
Hey, I was looking at the nigga credit card savings. This nigga not playing. Like, he brought this bitch all kind of shit. Took her to a fancy ass restaurant and shit.
I was wow. Like, it's crazy. I don't even fuck with the bitch no more. I want to call that bitch back like, bitch, you owe me some pussy.
What?
I don't even know her number, though. Shit, I swear to you, if I'm, man. But she was a cool ass person, though. She
Twitter.
Could, she, I don't even know the bitch name, to keep it real with you.
What?
I know it started with a K. I don't think I know.
Wow. It wasn't that
good. But she was cool. She was cool as fuck, though. K something.
Wow.
I think Kayla. I don't know. Fuck that bitch. She ain't nowhere to be found. Fuck her.
Wow. Y'all are crazy. I bet you if you
what?
Put it on Twitter, you can find that bitch. She'll hit you up real quick.
I gotta remember her name, cause man, her shit was like crazy, man.
Did she swallow?
Did she not?
Oh Lord!
And she was mad,
she up,
dude. What'd you say?
Did she get up under the nut sack?
Man, I don't play like that. That's some gay shit, man. I just like, I'm like, keep it a boat, man. I don't play that. I don't like this girl tickling my dick, tickling my balls, sucking my balls. That's some gay shit.
Right, gay shit is just it.
Shit, I wish I knew her.
Wow.
Name.
He said some gay shit. Oh shit.
They're still young.
Yeah. You get a little older, man. You hear that, your whole mind is changing on that shit. That's not a gay move, for real, dog.
Hey,
especially,
man,
if it's a woman doing you,
I
know what I'm saying?
That shit last radio thing. So a couple of days ago, I had a young lady do that shit. That shit, not the biz. That shit, yo. I'm like, no,
I'm good.
You had a female do
that to
you? Yes, I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good. Just stop.
That's not
hell,
man. Fuck wrong with you.
Get
your head up.
Yo.
Hey, that
DA
ain't gonna try to pull the age card and get like, man.
Yo,
yeah.
Hey, yo, I gotta pull the age card. I gotta pull the age card now. Hey, listen.
Look,
DM Booker, look. I'm saying, y'all cats are young. Y'all still got that stamina, right? You get older, man. It's like, shit, yo. You know what I mean? You need a little help sometimes. You feel me?
Man, I felt like this bitch was sucking the balls out of you, nigga.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
wow.
Holy shit. Hey, yo, in 20 more years, we're going to be on the radio talking about the same shit. You're going to say, G.A., man, you was right, man. God damn, you was right. That shit was the fire. I'm trying to tell you.
Man, dude, she was sucking the life out of just that left ball. And it felt like the bitch was about to come out of the set. I'm like, oh, you gotta stop. Please stop.
That nigga, he ain't fooling, man.
I swear, I'm like, please stop.
Wow, she ain't do it right.
Oh, shit.
Man, I don't want nobody to try to do it right. If it felt like that, I'm good.
hey, Boogie and D, I was the same way, listen, until I met a motherfucker, yo, listen. That had me, I mean, I hate my balls being sucked, point blank, yo. I had a motherfucking girl hear me, just straight, just fucking finesse this shit, all right? I mean, this motherfucker is bad. I don't want to call no names, but y'all know her very well. This motherfucker is bad. This motherfucker is bad, yeah.
Damn.
Hey,
yo.
That motherfucker teabag her ass off.
That nigga D ain't fooling.
Wow.
Oh,
thanks a lot.
You're welcome. I ain't saying his name, though. My man just guessed it. He's a whole chop. He just guessed it right, so.
Of course.
Chop,
oh, I mean, fair name. Like,
my
wow, that was a big giveaway right there.
My assistant can't be sucking balls out here, man. That's a bad look on the organization.
Hey, yo,
no
fucking
balls.
Hey, look, she got a
no
nut face.
Y'all are fucking retarded. Y'all are retarded.
Stop the truth, yo. She turned grown. No, she turned grown old ass man out, yo. So you know she the motherfucking truth. Trust me.
I get something young, get the rap. They gonna give me all they milk money.
God
Damn.
Why y'all say something they're going to give you their milk money? There ain't no long paper. The fuck?
No, I'm just saying, for a little young, just like, Mommy, I met this lady. I need my allowance for the next 10 years.
And she thinks she's just the truth. You should have told her that, D.A.
All right.
Made you boosted her head and I.
Man, he just telling the truth.
Hey, and this is my disclaimer. I've been around three times, man, and fucked in every state, almost every country, yo, for entertainment, different races, whatever you want to call them. And, yo, I thought I was the shit for real, man. I thought I had to know it all. Man, I met this motherfucker here, yo. I wanted to kill her, yo. That's how bad it was. I wanted to kill the bitch, yo, for real. That's how bad it was, though.
Now, see, what he ain't telling y'all is when he went around the world them three times, he was fucking with them old skinny, big-headed-ass Africans.
Yo, she's stupid. Yo, she's stupid, yo.
You know.
Yeah. So, hey, yo, but listen. I really want y'all to really experience Chalk. I mean, for real, Chalk. Stop talking about they being young, whatever, they're young in age. Nah. I want y'all to experience Chalk and bust her motherfucking ass, yo. I want y'all to bust her ass,
up,
yo.
Because Blue is not about to cuss me out. Meech is not about to write me for the first time and tell me some old gangster shit about what I did to the boys. Now I'm good. The fans is not about to call my mama and talk about, I know what your daughter getting ready to do. Hell no.
Corruption, huh? Straight corruption.
I'm good. I done been home too many times and walked up in my crib and seen them boys in them fucking suits with the Crown Vicks outside. I was straight. You know it's bad. You walk up in the house and the fans there, and the first thing they tell you is, Don't run.
No,
I was in the living room and you just looking like, huh? Huh?
That's,
and they start
up
pulling out shit. That's a fucked up feeling, yo. That's a fucked up feeling when you in prison, the Secret Service comes see you every 2 years. So it's just like, oh, I'm at the halfway house. I got to go to work today. Oh, no, you're not going to work today. They sitting you in. Huh? Yeah, you spending the day with us. Now, we're going to show you the same pictures we showed you 2 years ago. Maybe you can remember some. I don't remember nothing. Huh?
That's how they did you.
Yes. It's like, oh, we need to take pictures of your tattoo. For what? When I did my crimes, I was
Hey, them niggas freak.
Yeah, they freak.
Man.
Dirty motherfuckers.
They are, because I was fucking with a DEA person one time. Me and him just kicked it, and we fucked or whatever. And I guess the confidential informant fuck around and set them up or whatever, but because I had a record, they thought it could have been me or whatever. So me and the dude, we exchanged pictures and whatnot. They got my pictures. They see my coochie. And they look at him, and they was like, yo, so was the pussy that good? And he's like, yeah. I was like, the fans asked you if my pussy was that good? He was like, yeah, they looked at the pictures and everything. He said, they ain't call you? I was like, hell no, they ain't call me. I felt so violated.
That turned you on, you little nasty-ass hubby. That turned your ass straight on fire.
No, it sure did. The fans
yeah,
looking at my snow. Because they dirty. Them some dirty dicks. No. Mm-mm. I'd rather have been a fireman because he could have hosed it down. But the fans, nah.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about something. I'm like, why a lot of these rap niggas be like, fuck the police, the police ain't shit. But when something happen, nigga break in their crib, but nigga shoot him, nigga, that's the first nigga they call. I don't get that. Niggas be like, man, fuck the police. I mean, the police, nigga, don't get me wrong, they some fucked up people. But what they doing is good because they keeping these streets clean and shit like that. But, nigga, at the same time, you can't say fuck the police. Then when your ass get shot, that's the first nigga you call. You don't call your homeboy. You call them. A nigga just shot me.
Yeah.
I'm at,
or you say fuck the police, then you are the police. That's what be killing me. Man, fuck the police, but then you the police. Or what kills me
is motherfuckers always screaming, death before dishonor, death before dishonor, and your ass still walking around living. I'm not understanding that.
I don't listen. There's a lot of stuff I don't understand. I just need it. Probably because I'm young and somebody needs to explain it to me. Or probably because these niggas just ain't real. I think it's the second one, though.
Yeah, they're not real. They're not real. When you got different motherfuckers from different parts of the country not knowing each other, saying the same shit about them fake motherfuckers, it'd be true.
But a lot of niggas don't know because, you know, we fuck with each other daily, and we hear a lot of things coming from inside, but a lot of niggas outside don't know what's going on the inside.
Well, all I got to say is once shit start coming out and that shit not on no video and it's on black and white, print, internet, they're going to have to stand up and take and, whatchamacallit, they're going to have to take notice.
But then that's what makes niggas mad when they want to retaliate. But what they don't know is, nigga, they're going to fuck around. Get out of line, get out their lane, then that's why I'm having to put them back in. But they lane, they might not get put back in their lanes. Might be put somewhere else. So they should just lay low and just calm it down. A lot of niggas, when certain stuff get to the light, they want to show off to make it seem like they just this hood nigga.
Well, all I know is motherfuckers just need to get their ass beat. They need to get dealt with. So people can see their true colors. And when they see them true colors, it ain't no black flag and ain't no blue flag. It's the pink flag, pink panty wearing motherfucker.
But a lot of niggas ain't gonna try to come at a nigga. They think they know something, but they have no idea. Because if a lot of niggas knew what me, we know Chalk, a lot of niggas look at a lot of these rappers different. A lot of them. Probably they favor one different.
That's crazy. That is, like, really crazy. Because motherfuckers should take notice. Like, 20 different people can't tell the same lie at the same time.
Right. Well, you can really... Actually, it is a such thing as judging a book by its cover. Because if you look at a nigga, you analyze a person real well, and you just, like look at them, you can tell who fake, who not. Because I think I got, like, the best thing where I can tell if a nigga fake or not. Like, because it's certain how niggas move. You can tell when a nigga just putting on for a show. And when a nigga really does that or how that's how a nigga really act. You can tell when a nigga get on camera how he really talk. And because you can tell, like, when he talking to you on camera, it's different. But when you in his face, he got a different tone. Or he ain't really about that street shit. Because it's easy for a nigga to make a rap. All right, I sold this. Or I shot that nigga about 8 times, I think. So I'm write that shit down. But, I mean, everybody can say they did some shit. Well, you ask a nigga to vouch for you, and we used to fuck with you. I mean, hey, we gonna vouch for you. But since we don't fuck with you, who gonna vouch for you?
And that's how it is.
Cheer.
Well, as much as I love this show, I have to go. It's my grandmother's 87th birthday, and we're having a surprise birthday party at 5.
Happy
and
birthday,
I told
Grandma.
My grandma I was going to take her
birthday,
to the strip club. Matter of fact, Deanne's the grandma that you talk to. My grandma that you talk to. I'm going to stop by the liquor store and give me a little bottle, and then I'm going to pour a little bit in her soda. I just went.
Oh, don't do that.
I ain't gonna do that, but I'm telling y'all, I went to a funeral one time. Everybody at the fucking funeral was tipsy as hell. Somebody made a rum cake, and that shit was so fucking off the chain. You could smell the rum. They actually put the rum in the cake. Nobody touched any other cake but that one. We all had buzzes. I'm like, what the hell? So
hey,
I didn't know what I'm doing.
Next time, make the rum cake with Patron. Don't make it with one next time. Put Patron in it.
Oh, Patron is so strong.
Man, I had a girlfriend that her mama did that before. That shit was so strong. Like, you could actually just smell the shit out of that shit. Like, through the cake.
Damn.
Hey, that shit was good as hell, though.
That don't even sound right coming out your mouth. You had a girlfriend, her mama.
Hey,
I got a girlfriend.
Boogie, you got lots of girlfriends.
But no, like, real shit, I got a girlfriend, like, one girl. Like, I fuck with a lot of girls because I love women so much. But I got a girlfriend.
Oh, Boogie's wife, right?
Hey, man, damn, you putting out Twitter names and shit, man. Shit, damn. Yeah, but
that's
my girlfriend soon to be wife. I know, that's my girlfriend soon to be wife.
That shit pop up. So, shit, she chose a good one. I was about to check her, because I'm like, who the fuck is this? DA had to go, like, nah, it's official. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's my girlfriend soon to be wife, because she been down with me from, like, nigga, the get-go. I only fuck with people that's been down with me, and she the main person, so that's about to be my wife soon, later on in life. Real shit.
Aww.
So if anybody try her, they're going to try me. You already know how I get. Yeah.
Aww. Young love. That's cute.
What you mean, young love?
Yeah, that mean young love. Who said that shit?
Wait.
Who said that shit?
Right, man. What you mean, young love? See,
yeah, who said that?
I think it was Chuck.
No,
that wasn't Chuck. Who was that, Chuck? Who was that? Who said that shit?
Oh, that was Erica.
Erica, oh, damn, dope girl, talking shit, y'all.
What you mean, young love? This not no young shit. I don't do shit young or small.
Oh. Hey, you doing so good.
Okay,
I'm good what you got going on. So hold on to that.
Okay, I got you.
There's niggas hella older than you that can't think like that.
But they not me, though. Them fuck niggas. I'm a real thoroughbred nigga, so you ain't got to worry about that.
Maybe.
I got you.
I want to see these titties stop talking about DA and Boogie.
I was thinking about that, too.
Young girl
talking.
Pulled out. Yeah, I'm about to tweet that shit, yo. Why
man,
the fuck she
I
ain't
pulled out
titties?
Shit.
She told
her
she pulled the titties out and everything, she said. Everything.
All y'all got to do is go to my blog and see the
yeah,
picture of me and her. And it looked like an infant baby on each side.
You shocked and retarded.
They're not that big. No.
Hey, Erica.
Nah.
Hey,
yeah,
Erica,
they're not that big.
I'm trying to talk. Erica, can you hang this and then I'm going to hang this and then you can just work on something that we're working on. We ain't got to be all online. I'm kind of really tired of
this. This nigga DA, dog, think he does a fucking Mac or something, cuz.
I'm trying to
that nigga turned his sexy voice on this shit. Hey, yo, Erica, man, you get off the phone. We talking, man. What the fuck?
Hey, yo, Erica, you ain't getting shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, yo, Boogie, tell her she ain't getting shit.
She ain't getting shit.
I'm already knowing.
I let her look at my dick. I let her suck it. Matter of fact, I took her and I smacked her face with it. Yeah.
I don't wild like that. I don't care what be happening. I just keep it at that.
I'm glad.
Just because they talking shit and saying you might not get nothing, you might get something now. Just because them niggas saying that, you ain't going to get nothing. You gonna get something.
Listen, Erica, you can mess with them and might get something, but you're going to fuck with me
nothing.
And you're going to get something.
What'd you say, Erica,
listen, you can fuck with him, you might get something. You fuck with me, you get something. You already know. It's good. You getting whatever you want. That nigga DA gonna play with you. It's a 50-50.
DA said his stomach hurt, gonna pull over, fuck your brain.
My stomach hurt.
DA said gonna pull over, my stomach hurt. Man, baby.
And that boy, hey, that doesn't work though. You only can do
it
that.
It gotta work, yo.
Cause you know, listen, when you pull over, they gonna be trying to rub your stomach or whatever.
Right.
They all up.
I got the video, y'all. I got the video down pack, son. I'm going to try that shit later on. Yeah, my stomach hurt. Shit.
Well, Chuck, I'm going to catch up with you later. I'm about to go get into some shit. So, no, I'm going to let you end
you
it.
Is.
I'm going to let you.
Everybody, it's been real as hell.
What
Tuesday
love,
night,
man.
We got Baby Bash. I'm going to be in here. I think I'm going to drink me some tequila that night in honor of my Mexican buddy coming out.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. then, before then, I'm going to talk to Boogie and DA, and we be done came up with a master plan. We're going to take over the industry. We're going to bring realness back, and we're going to expose all the fake motherfuckers for what they are. We're going to do it one day at a time, one tweet at a time.
Hey, yo, hey, Boogie and DA, too, also, what's that, that's Shane Park down there, right, by the water, ain't
yeah.
it, right? Yeah, I know my man. I used to do a lot of shows down there, too. I know the good contact. Yo, we're going to come out there and talk to y'all for real. That's real, all right?
You know what? Boogie and DA, with y'all permission, can I give him a contact number for you guys?
Man, he should have been had that, nigga. That nigga 1,000. That's family. He should have been had
that. Motherfucker ain't 1,000. He negative 100. Get the hell out of here.
Hanging on my bed. He
is never
hanging on my
brain,
like
yo.
That.
Yo, listen. Real talk. The last time I fucked Chuck, yo, was last June, right, Chop? I fucked so hard and so real, yo. This motherfucker was in the bed asleep, yo. I went to the club and came back. She was still asleep.
Damn. He a fucking liar.
Damn.
Hey, look. Hold on. Boogie and DA, your question. Hold on, Chop. And tell the truth. I left you in your own bed. I had a room with two beds. I left her in her own bed by herself. She is out of it, yo. She is fucked up, yo.
Okay, tell them why I was out of it, because you took me to a cookout and you tried to kill me with some baked beans. You know I can't eat pork and my tongue swell, and your friends had to give me some Benadryl. And
yo, that's some more made up shit. I never heard
and
this about some more made up shit, yo. All I know is
did
I fucked her brains out,
me,
yo.
Mr.
She couldn't get up. Yo,
Okay, Mr.
Chop.
DA, did
well,
you not
to
try
me.
To kill me at the cookout?
Chop. All I know, listen, this is for the record, all right? All I know is I fucked her brains out. She cannot get out the fucking bed, yo. She had a new pair of shoes, a new dress, all that shit on the way, yo. She was in the bed. Yo, snoring, yo. Mad snoring, yo. Am I right, Chop?
Part of that is true, but we went to a cookout earlier that day, and I ate some baked beans that had pork in it, and I can't eat pork because my tongue will swell. So his people gave me some liquid Benadryl. So we went to the club that night, and I was, yeah, the dog's Benadryl at that. And we went to the club, and I was drinking, so Benadryl and alcohol don't mix. And then I went back to the hotel, and his old ass molested me while I was asleep. So, Mr. G.A.,
yeah, right.
You's a fucking liar.
Let's think of Mr. G.A. get it in how he live.
Hell no, right, Boogie?
They don't know.
You know
she lying. Listen, she know damn well before the club I fucked her brains out, yo. This motherfucker was passed out, yo. She didn't make it to the club, yo. And I got proof, yo. I got it on tape, nigga. On tape, yo. I got it on YouTube right now.
And your motherfucking... And you missing buttons
on the phone. Look, she stuttered. Look, she stuttered.
I was trying to find something nice to say
that she was
about
stuttering.
The phone. You know what? No, that's a lie, because that was before the BlackBerry days. Don't listen to Mr. G.A. Mr. G.A. going to get y'all fucked up.
Yo, she stuttered, dog. She's stuttering,
man. Stuttering,
dog.
And my nigga,
you know what?
Mr. G.A., 1,000.
I don't
want
to talk to y'all no
one
more.
Love,
I have things to do.
I
have got to go get dressed and talk to my grandma. And when I'm late, I'm going to tell my grandma that it's
me.
Let me
know my website, too.
Oh, yeah, Kimmy, give me that so I can be posting it. But on my blog for a Tuesday show, it's our picture at iLounge.
Okay, I saw it.
Yes.
But I'll,
and then DA
I'll,
and Boogie, for the blog post today, I'm going to have y'all logo on there.
For sure. That nigga fuck with us, man. I'll get fucked over.
That's right. Y'all heard that. Now, remember, no fuck songs, no whack-ass tracks. Bitches don't be sending pictures of no big asses, no hairy coochies, no green panties. Fucking niggas stop putting BMF hashtags. Y'all know y'all not a family affiliated and motherfucker ain't cosigned for y'all. Stop fucking dick sucking or it's going to be real ugly. And if any of y'all live in Atlanta and y'all doing all that fuck shit on Labor Day weekend, y'all going to get dealt with. I'm just telling you, y'all got 2 months to get y'all shit together or I can't protect you. But, you know, I might be able to protect you for about 10, 15 stacks. You know, that might help. But other than that,
extortion.
Y'all on your own.
Extortion.
Stay in your lane or y'all will have to pay a toll. And it's a hefty price tag.
And we're going to eat good that night, too. I'm telling you.
Hell yeah, because y'all heard it from Boogie. DA is chilling. Get out of the lane. Boogie,
hey, chill, nigga. I ain't
going to
play with you, nigga. I'm going to play your life.
Yeah.
For real.
You know, DA might be able to negotiate a little bit, but, man, for real,
no,
once Boogie step around the corner,
it ain't no
it's
negotiating.
A wrap.
I just chill until something pop off.
Oh, man, it's a wrap. He just said, ain't no negotiating. Step, oh, even y'all just ride the lane, y'all going to get fucked up. But if y'all pay about 20 stacks, that might go away for the night. Can't guarantee
man,
you see
if you want 20,000, man, you'll be good for that 2 days, 3 days. No, you'll be good until we feel like we want to fuck you up again. 20,000. We ain't going to put it in your life and there.
And go to Live Mixtapes and listen to and download Free Big Meech. That's what the fuck y'all need to do. That'll give y'all a 24-hour pass, a stay-up execution. So we're getting ready to get the hell out of here because DA probably got to go get some moisture around his stuff. Boogie probably got to go beat somebody's mouth up. Kimmy is probably about to experiment with some shit. Mr. GA has an appointment with his hand. And me, I have to go jack my grandma for some cake. Yeah, I got to go jack my grandma for some of her birthday cake. Yes, I'm a dirty bitch.
Y'all.
Remember
peace,
that.
Everybody. Hold it down, fellas.
I love everybody. All right. Thank y'all for calling. Chop City. Chop City Radio is over.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Peace, y'all.
Bye.
Peace.